games had hit into a total of two double plays. They hit into three in the first three innings last night. Really? Yeah. And every time it's the same pattern. Leadoff guy out, second guy gets a hit, double play. That was the pattern the whole night. You know it's not your night when you hit a ground rule double, when it's obviously going to score the guy from first with complete ease, but because it's a double, you got to hold him at third. You know that you have it's not your night when the ball is hit in the air to left field and a guy needs MapQuest to figure out how to get to it and gets to it. Turns left, turns right, spins around. Right? It was one of those as he was going back on the ball, Wiley in left field. You're thinking to yourself, there's no way he's going to catch this thing. He has no clue where the ball is. They just kind of stuck his glove up and caught it. Like, great, it's not your night. So, you know, you're also playing from behind 9-0. That's the other part, too, because of the three in the first, the five in the second, the Reeves three were in homer was the big blow. He just felt like at that point it was so uphill. So it's a brand new day. Dimitri Young has brought out his lineup card. Dave Tremblay's brought out his lineup card. Ian Pittenger will work the plate this afternoon. Bill Worthington at first. And Wyatt Lee down at third. Really good Sunday afternoon crowd here. Really good Sunday afternoon crowd. I see a lot of youth groups here as well. Great to have field hockey day here at the ballpark. And the Spikes are getting ready to take the field here at the ballpark for the game as soon as the lineup card is exchanged. Spikes come in with a record of 10-9, four to at back in the second half of the year. They are 5-4 here, 5-5 on the road. Overall, they are 12-11 here for the full season. Mahoning Valley 5-12 overall, 8.5 back. 1-4 at Eastwood, 4-8 on the road. And they're now going to introduce the players player by player, and they'll go out with their Little League and softball teammates. As they run out to their respective positions. Right now, the Spikes are third in the league in hitting at 263. Mahoning Valley is fifth at 252 at this point. And the Mahoning Valley dugout, by the way, pitching coach Ray King not here again today. So Chris Antos, who's for all intents and purposes, like having a second pitching coach on the staff anyway, he'll be in charge of the pitchers today. He's still going to coach third base as well. So.
Yeah, Craig's one of the real great guys
real
in the
guys.
MLB Draft League. And always a joy to talk to him whenever the Scrappers are in town or whenever we go out to Niles.
So where do you eat in Niles? I mean, the last time I was there, I think I went to an Olive Garden.
There's a few options. Longhorn Steakhouse is
right Longhorn's
right,
there,
right
yeah.
next to the hotel.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, here's Rodney Martin.
Fans, at this time, we ask that you please rise as you are able, and we request that you kindly remove your caps as we honor our great nation with the playing of our national anthem.
The Port Matilda Community Orchestra with the playing of our national anthem. Wow, they sounded big time. We'll come back with more in a moment on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Have some fun with the State College Spikes on Sunday. The Spikes take on the Mahoning Valley Scrappers at 4:05 p.m., and it's a Sunday fun day at the ballpark. Plus, the first 500 fans get a Lucky the Lion bobblehead presented by Lion Country Kia, and it's a salute to field hockey with a pregame catch on the field presented by Curavetti, featuring a youth baseball glove giveaway for the first 100 kids at the catch. And Kids Run the Bases Home Run Edition is after the game, presented by Mountain Nittany Health. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
At Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Final warm-ups for the left-hander, Jacob Meyer. Defensively, it'll be Logan Matthew at first, Marcus Page at second, Josh Leslie at short, Braden Blackford at third, Carlos Contreras in left, Peyton Harden in center, Jesse Fontebeau in right, and Caleb Marquez behind the plate, the former 39th round pick of the Milwaukee Brewers. A couple more warm-ups and we'll be set to go. Spikes looking to get back on track. They took 3 out of 4 at Williamsport. Last night is over with. And we'll get back to work here. One more pitch, and Marquez will send it down to second. What a beautiful, beautiful day for baseball. Crisp, clean air, no humidity. Tremendous. 78 degrees. How about that? Beautiful here today. And leading it off will be Braylon Marine in the opening pitch of the day, brought to you by America's Carpet Outlet, your locally owned flooring provider located on North Atherton Street in State College for over 25 great years. Remember that America's Carpet Outlet is ACO. Meyer delivers, and Marine takes it outside for a ball, 1-0 the count. So we start out at 4:07 on this Sunday afternoon. Marine went 2-for-5 last night with a double, 2 runs scored, and an RBI. The pitch. That is lifted in the air, center field on the line. Harden into right center, tracks it down. 1 up and 1 down. Well, Corey King to the plate. King comes in at 3:47, good for 7th in the league. No home runs, 9 knocked in with a double. 1-for-3 last night with 3 runs scored. He had a couple of walks. He also stole a base last night. And bats from the right side. Meyer, the left-hander, works from the third base side of the hill. The pitch. That is foul. First base side. Geisinger Champions Club and out of play. Meyer with the four-seam fastball. Throws the slider, the change, and a sinker. Swing and a miss. Bottom fell out of that one. 0-2 the count. And that, boys and girls, was the sinker. 0-2, and the pitch. Way outside, purpose pitch, 1-2 the count. On this 78-degree afternoon, where it's so crisp and clear, a light breeze of less than 5 miles an hour blowing to right. I mean, very light, maybe 1 to 2 miles per hour, the pitch. Foul tip into the mitt, strike 3, got him. 87 with the fastball up top. First strikeout of the afternoon for Jacob Meyer. Mountain Indy Health offers clinical excellence and compassionate care with 220 providers across 19 locations. Meet our team at mountainindy.org. Mason Sykes, 2-for-5 last night with 2 runs scored, knocked in, 2, leads the league in RBIs with 17. And we'll step in here. Sykes at 318, a home run, the league-leading 17 runs knocked in with 6 doubles, which is good for 2nd in the league, and that's outside low. 1-0 the count. Sykes started this year with Mahoning Valley and stayed with the club into the second half. 1-0 the count. with two outs and the bases empty. Up high and tight at the letters. That was called a strike? Really? Wow. One and one the count. Well, for the McDonald's strikeout guy, you'll take it. One and one the count. And the pitch. That is down the left field line, hooking fair into the corner to the 325 sign. Sykes is on his way to his seventh double of the season. And with two outs, they have a man in scoring position. Turned on that one. And that was the hanging curveball. TJ Reeves last night was 2-for-4 with a three-run homer and a double. Reeves with a home run, five knocked in with three doubles now. Last night, Mahoning Valley scored three in the first, then five in the second. Reeves' home run was in the second. The pitch. Outside for a ball, 1-0 the count. Had all those buggy, humid, warm days. Not today. 1-0. Up high, 2-0 with the letters. Marquez steps up in front of the plate. Fires it back with the idea he's going to fire his pitcher up. That time he threw the slider up in the zone. 2-0 the count. Outfield straight away. Normal depth. The pitch. It's on the ground, wide of the bag at third. Blackford gave it a chase, but then let it fly by. Counts two balls and a strike. Two gone with Sykes on second in the top of the first. Meyer stares in. 6'4", 210-pound, 23-year-old left-hander out of Milwaukee. 2-1. Outside corner for a strike. Popped in the slider that time. It's level at 2-2. Meyer looks in as Sykes gets off to his lead at second. They're not shadowing him. Page is a couple of steps toward the bag at second, but that's just positioning, not to do with the runner. Swing and a miss. Strike three got him. Found the bottom of the zone. Brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. They earned 5 stars from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Service. In 2021, 22, and 23, we're ranked world's best hospitals by Newsweek. No runs, a hit. End of a half inning. Mahoning Valley nothing. State College coming to bat on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider, Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions. Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
Today, I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying, totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Bottom half of the first inning, and the Spikes come to the plate. In a scoreless game, Josh Leslie, Marcus Page, and Carlos Contreras. Leslie, 3-for-5, or check it, 3-for-4 in last night's game with three singles. Josh now hitting 351 in tight at the letters, spun him away that time. It's 1-0. Leslie at 351, two home runs, a dozen knocked in, scored 11 runs. League leader with 27 hits. That's in there for a strike from Pleasants. It's 1-1. Elijah Pleasants making his third start. No record, ERA at 27. 6 1/3. He's given up 19 earned runs. And the pitch. Up high for a ball. 2-1 the count. Pleasants has given up 18 hits in 6 1/3. He has struck out 6. He's walked 7. He's hit 2. And that's on the ground to short. Marine has it. One shortstop throws out the other one down. Marcus Page to the plate. Marcus did not play in last night's game. Went 1-for-4 against Williamsport on Friday night. Knocked in a run. Home run, dozen knocked in with 5 doubles. Swing and a miss. Bottom fell out of that one. It's 0-1. Pleasants not wasting any time. Stares in, glove in front of the face, and delivers. Swing and a miss up in the zone that time with that pitch. It's 0-2. Outfield straight away and deep all the way around. As David enjoys the press box hot dog. Americana on a Sunday, David. 0-2 the count. That's on the ground to short, charged by Marine. Braylon, sidearms to first in time. 2 up, 2 grounders to short, 2 gone. Here's Carlos Contreras, the league leader at 385. Second in the league in total hits with 25. Second in the league in RBIs with 14. Did not play in last night's game. The 385 with no home runs, 14 knocked in. 5 doubles, a triple. And the pitch, and the tie and away to Carlos. 1-0 the count. Contreras hit 400 2 years ago, and he was the WAC Player of the Year. It's in there for a strike right at the belt down the middle. 1-1 the count. Good fastball from Pleasants at 89. Pleasants stares in with 2 outs and the bases empty. That's fouled, slicing third base side into the Mahoning Valley bullpen and out of play. It's 1-2 to the left-handed hitting Carlos Contreras. Contreras out of Austin, Texas, played his collegiate ball at Sam Houston State. And the pitch. That's a tapper back to Pleasants on the mound. Fires to first in time. And for Pleasants, he probably hasn't had too many of these. A nice, quick, efficient 1-2-3 inning and look good doing it. At the end of one, scoreless on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Hey, Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can, making sure they're safe and comfortable. But it's just as important that you take some time for yourself. At AARP, we can help with information and useful tips on how you can maintain a healthy life balance, care for your own physical and mental well-being, and manage the challenges of caring for a loved one. Because the better care you take of yourself, the better care you can provide for your loved one.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you. You're there for them. We're here for you. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Ready to swing for the fences? As a big supporter of the State College Spikes, Geisinger believes in big league dreams. And whether yours includes playing in the pros, riding your bike, or just getting back on your feet, our doctors and healthcare professionals throughout central Pennsylvania are here for you every step of the way. Learn how we're rethinking healthcare and helping our communities live life to the fullest at geisinger.org.
We work our way to the top of the second inning, and Jacob Meyer will face Owen Young, followed by David Bermudez and Omar Veloz. Young went 1-for-5 last night with an infield hit. He struck out three times. 215 home runs, four knocked in with four doubles and a triple. Outfield straightaway, normal depth. High and wide for a ball, 1-0 the count. With the exception of Fontebowa and Wright, who's a little shallower. Gets the right-handed hitter, Page a couple steps toward the bag at second. On the ground, a short backhand in the hole by Leslie. Plants, fires, got him. Nice play, Josh Leslie. He was outstanding last night in the field. Showed it off there again, one out. David Bermudez, no home runs, five knocked in with four doubles and a triple, hitting .375. He doesn't have enough at-bats yet to qualify in the batting race, which he's getting close. But at this point, he would be second in the league behind Contreras at .375. And that one's fouled back off the bricks. 0-1 the count. Out of Stetson and East Brunswick, New Jersey. 5'8", 205 pounds. 23 years of age. He'll turn 24 in December. On December the 8th, in fact. One out, base is empty as Meyer at the belt delivers. Foul straight back again. It's 0-2. Meyer coming at him that time with the slider. Oh, 2. Checked it. Did he go? No. And that's the right call by Bill Worthington down at first. One and two the count. Swung on and missed. Strike three got him. That is the third strikeout of the afternoon for Jacob Meyer. Brought to you by Mountain Indy Health. They're committed to the well-being of our community with 9 primary care locations throughout the region. We are the leading provider of primary care. Visit mountainindy.org to find a provider today. Omar Velez, 8th in the league at hitting at .333. Did not play last night. No home runs, 3 knocked in with a double. Set by Meyer. 3 strikeouts so far for Jacob, and that's fouled toward Craig Antusch down at third. Bryant Nelson's coaching at first. Craig has to run down and retrieve it. Velez out of Hope International and lives in Los Angeles. 6'1", 210-pounder. He's also 23 years of age. Turns 24 October 21st. Hit high in the air. Deep to left. Back in the corner. And it is gone. A home run over the Geisinger sign into the Pepsi Picnic Pavilion. And it's 1-0 Mahoning Valley. Velez with his first home run of the season. One nothing Mahoning Valley. And that will bring to the plate Dyer Davis. Going to keep him off the bases. He's 6th in the league in stolen bases with 7. Davis overall, though, at .130 with a home run, 5 knocked in, and 2 doubles. On base percentage for Davis is below .300. The pitch. Outside corner for a strike. It's only the second first pitch strike Jacobs had in this game. 0-1 the count. Meyer goes set and delivers. That's tap foul to the Mahoning Valley dugout. Third base side. 0-2. So Velez with the home run. It's 1-0. The pitch. Outside just missed the outer edge. 1-2 the count. And the right call, by the way. Trying to tempt him with that pitch near the plate. Did not offer. 1-2. Meyer delivers. That is lined into center field for a base hit. So Davis makes the turn at first, and now there'll be some pressure on Meyer to hold him on and on Marquez behind the plate. Justin Wiley. Last night, Justin went 1-for-4 with a double and knocked in a run. He scored a run. Also stole a base last night. Good to see Jacob Bruning in the dugout. He's tracking down baseball. So they had to leave the game last night because the arm felt a bit tight. And there goes Davis, low and outside, throw to second, not in time as he dives in there. Marquez, when the ball bounced in, had to throw from his knees, and that will be a stolen base for Davis, his eighth. Davis is now 8-for-9 in stolen bases. So with two outs and a 1-0 count on Wiley, Davis in scoring position. Meyer goes set and delivers. On the ground to second, Page on the second hop takes it. Marcus the first in time, and the inning comes to an end. A run on the home run by Veloz. Two hits, one left. Inning and a half done. 1-0 Mahoning Valley on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider, Penn State Athletics. Stop by P.J. Harrigan's Bar and Grill before or after the game, located on South Atherton Street inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. We are fun, friendly, affordable, and feature the best happy hour in town. From 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., get 50% off all drinks Tuesday and Thursday, and spin the wheel for discounts on Wednesday and Friday. P.J. Harrigan's is open Tuesday to Saturday from 4 p.m. to close. Dine-in or takeout is available with daily specials like prime rib on Friday and Saturdays. Close Sunday and Monday. Hit a grand slam with the best happy hour in town at P.J. Harrigan's inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. Call us at 814-235-1303 or visit us at pjharrigans.com for more details.
Have some fun with the State College Spikes on Sunday. The Spikes take on the Mahoning Valley Scrappers at 4:05 p.m. and it's a Sunday fun day at the ballpark. Plus, the first 500 fans get a Lucky the Lion bobblehead presented by Lion Country Kia. And it's a salute to field hockey with a pregame catch on the field presented by Curavetti featuring a youth baseball glove giveaway for the first 100 kids at the catch. And Kids Run the Bases Home Run Edition is after the game presented by Mount Nittany Health. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
1-0 Mahoning Valley to the bottom of the second. It'll be Braden Blackford, Brendan Dorigi, and Logan Matthew. A lot of power coming up in this inning. Blackford at 4 home runs to lead the league, 13 knocked in inning, 324, 6 doubles, and they appeal down to third. He did go around. It's a strike. It's 0-1. Blackford not enamored with the call by Wyatt Lee, but has to accept it and move forward. Pleasance delivers. That's in the inside corner for a strike. This doesn't look like a guy with an ERA at 27. Doesn't look like a guy so far that's given up 20 runs and 6 in the third. 0-2 the count. Worked a 1-2-3 inning. All ground balls. The pitch. Add a slice foul by the left-handed hitter to the Mahoning Valley bullpen. And out of play. Flag not moving at all in left center. The 0-2. Up high at the letters, 1-2 the count. Went fastball at 90 that time. Blackford with that open stance in the left-handed box, waits for the 1-2. Way outside, it's even at 2-2 with Dorigi on deck. Two and two the count. And the pitch. Outside, 3-2. Wiley is shallow in left. Davis and Reeves deeper in center and right. 3-2 on Blackford. On its way. High and away, ball four. He goes from 0-2 to a walk. And the Spikes have their first base runner of the afternoon. Brendan Dorigi to the plate. 0-for-4 last night, hitting .316 with a home run, 11 knocked in with 9 doubles and a triple. In this season at Frederick. Spikes are fortunate to have him here now. The pitch. That is slicing down the left field line to the corner. It's going to be trouble. It's going to one hop the wall. Coming around third is Blackford, being waved in by Tim Battle. Here's the relay to the plate. Not in time. The game tied at one. Brennan Dorigi. 10th double of the year. RBI number 12 as Blackford comes all the way around from first to score. And remember, Blackford was 0-2 and then worked a walk. And now the game's tied, and here's Logan Matthew. All right, this is what Matthew's thinking now. This guy needs a strike. Let's see if Logan goes first pitch hunting here. Bats from the left side. Dorigi off to his lead at second. Pleasance delivers. That's hit in the air to left field to Wiley. Coming in, late break. It's going to fall for a base hit. Dorigi, though, is in trouble. Ball juggled, and he's safe at third. They had him dead to rights at third, but Sykes bobbled the ball and dropped it. And what did Matthew do? First pitch hunting went to left. So Matthew puts runners at the corners with a base hit to left and Fontaboa to the plate. Jesse 1-for-3 last night, hitting .263. No home runs. He's knocked in three. Three doubles, 8 runs scored. Jesse in his collegiate career hit .302. Middle infield double play, depth with nobody out. 1-1 our score. And the pitch. Foul straight back to the screen. It's 0-1. We started out the inning by saying this is where the power is in the Spikes lineup. They produced one and still nobody out. Walk, a double, and a single. Marquez on deck. Pleasance goes set. 0-1. Swing and a miss. Good breaking ball up in the zone that time. It's 0-2 on Fontaboa. Jesse last night began the game in right field, then finished the game at third base. Gave Blackford a break, second half of the game. 0-2 in a 1-1 game in the bottom of the second. And the pitch. Fouled over our heads to our right and out of play. Clearing the Geisinger Champions Club. 0-2 the count. Fontaboa in that right-handed box. Waits. First and third, nobody out. And the pitch. Way outside, 1-2. That was a purpose pitch, though. 1-2 the count. 325 left field line, 378 left center, 410 the nook, 399 dead center, 375 right center, 320 down the line, and right to the line, Country Kia corner. 1-2. Popped him up. Shallow center field. Davis is there. Makes the catch. Dorigi tags. He's coming to the plate, and he will score standing. Spikes take the lead 2-1. I think Davis is standing there thinking to himself it was a shallow fly ball. I don't think he thought Dorigi was going to run, but Brennan did, and it's 2-1. The sacrifice fly for Fontaboa. RBI number 4 for him. That's just great base running. Caleb Marquez did not play last night. Came in defensively late in the game against Williamsport on Friday. Hitting .233, a home run, 7 knocked in. The pitch. That's a broken bat to the right side. Backhanded there by Young. Throws the second one. On to first. Double play. 3-6-1 on the double play. Crowd not enamored with the call, but the inning is over. So your basic 3-6-1 double play to end it. That's the fourth double play the Spikes have hit into in the series after hitting into two total in the opening 18 games of the second half. But they get to do so on two hits, and at the end of two full, it is 2-1 State College on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions. Division I Power 5 Conference elite level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you prevent wildfires.
Dude, I've got this. I've been camping since I was 5 years old.
But I am a camping influencer.
You know what? I'll bet you $5. Assistant Smokey, what is the best way to put out a campfire?
To put out a campfire, drown with water, stir, drown again. Then make sure the fire is out cold by feeling with the back of your hand.
Wait, really?
I'll take the $5.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
You know, I grew up hearing that women are bad with money. But like many of you, I spent years paying bills, managing checking accounts, and taking care of my family. So, turns out, women are pretty good with money after all. And now, I'm taking control of my financial future by saving for retirement. It's never too late to start, and there's a great website to help you. Check out WeSaySaveIt.org and jumpstart your retirement savings on your budget and your timeline. That's WeSaySaveIt.org, brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Time of the third. 2-1 State College. Jacob Meyer back to work against the top of the order. Braylon Marin, Corey King, and Mason Sykes. Marin flew out to Harden in center to lead the game off. In tight for a ball, one ball and no strikes. Marin is 2-for-6 in the series. Meyer stares in. Now working with a 2-1 lead. And the pitch. Down low, 2-0 the count. Mentioned the dimensions of the park. The wall 7 feet high at the Pepsi Picnic Pavilion. Goes to 8 feet at the scoreboard in left center, all the way around to the monster in right, which is 18.55 feet high with the grandstand above it. That's hitting the gap right center field. It's going to go all the way to the wall. Marine might get three out of this. Picked up by Harden. He's on his way to third. Relay to third is going to be not in time as he gets in with a head first slide. Braylon Marine with his second triple of the season. And Mahoning Valley has something cooking here in the top of the third. Corey King struck out swinging his initial time up. I think that was a changeup he threw that time and just hung up there and he nailed it to right center. A pitch. Outside to King, one ball, no strikes. King now really crowds that plate in the right-handed box. That is fouled to our left and just below where Joe Putnam would be sitting. It's 1-1 into the concourse. If you're wondering, a guy that crowds the box, where is he? Well, he's been hit by two pitches so far this season. Marine on third after a leadoff triple. Foul straight back below the booth. It's 1-2. Right below where I'm sitting. One and two the count as Meyer delivers. Foul back to the screen. Still 1-2. Now Derek Cherry's out there retrieving baseballs. Earlier was Jacob Bruning. 1-2. The pitch. Foul straight back again. Beat goes on. Still a ball and two strikes. That's up the middle. That's a base hit. Ties the game at two. Maureen trots home from third. So back-to-back hits, a triple and a single. And Mahoning Valley ties the game up. And the McDonald's strikeout guy, Mason Sykes. Mason did strike out once last night. Sykes on the season has struck out 20 times in 17 games. Middle infield at double play depth. Throw to first. Good job by Matthew to get that one. That one tested all the fielding prowess that Logan has. King inches out to his lead. King 4-for-4 in stolen bases. Throw to first again. No tag by Logan. He's thrown over there two in a row. One's going to assume that he'll go to the plate this time. King out to his lead as Meyer goes set to the plate. Swing and a miss and a late swing by Sykes that time. It's 0-1. Went after the changeup that time. The right-handed hitter up. Page at double play depth, but about three or four steps toward the bag at second. The pitch. It's on the ground to short. Leslie passed him into center field, a base hit. King is around second, but will hold there as Harden fires it back into Leslie. And the first three have reached on hits to start the third inning. Triple and back-to-back singles. First and second, nobody out. And here is Reeves, who struck out swinging back in the first. Top of the third and a 2-2 game. Caleb Marquez will go out to talk to Jacob Meyer. And the bullpen was exhausted after last night. And the guy I'm going to give credit to, if the Spikes were to win this game, Justin Miller, he went 2 2/3 to close the game last night after Bruning had felt tightness in his arm. He came in with the final 2 2/3, gave up one hit, no run, struck out three, did not walk a batter, and saved the rest of the bullpen. That means Pullman didn't pitch last night. It means Buckner didn't pitch last night. Here's Reeves. He had a three-run homer last night. He's got first and second, nobody out here. 2-2 our score, top of the third. Meyer waits, throws the second. They got him picked off. In a rundown between second and third. Page to Blackburn makes the tag. On the play, Sykes, though, does go to second. One out. So they pick off King. King does just enough to make sure Sykes goes to second. But there is one out and a good pickoff move by Meyer that time. Page did a great job of disguising it and getting in behind him at second base. So with one out, now Reeves. With Sykes on second, Meyer goes set and delivers. Swing and a miss. Was that in that time with the changeup? It's 0-1. Reeves in that right-handed box waits. Meyer stares in. Quick glance to Sykes at second. The 0-1. That's fouled off his left foot, picked up by Meyer. But Reeves is going to have to walk that one off. And Ian Pittenger, who does an outstanding job, by the way. Ian's done a top-flight job in this league for years now. He's working the plate today. Uh-oh. Elmo's up on the board, and they're starting to dance down below to our left. The super fans. And they've got two youngsters among the super fans today doing the Elmo dance. 0-2 the count with one out and Sykes on second. One run in, 2-2 top of the third. Meyer delivers. At his line foul, past Craig Antosh coaching down at third. Still 0-2. By the way, good Sunday afternoon crowd here. Walking through the concourse. And well attended today. Spikes came in at just over 67,000 in attendance for the summer, 67,099. Last night drew 36,95. Good crowd. Raised over 4,000 for Mount Nittany Health. That's up high for ball 1-2 the count. Great night of fundraising. Fun night of baseball, fireworks. Joe wearing the pink tuxedo. David, you missed that sight. 1-2 the count. on the ground inside the bag at third. Sykes will come all the way around from second. He'll score. Reeves will pull into second with an RBI double, and Mahoning Valley takes a 3-2 lead. And that'll bring Owen Young to the plate, who grounded out to short in the second. So 3-2 Mahoning Valley. A homer by Veloz in the second. Now two here in the third. Spice scored their two in the bottom of the second. Meyer goes set and delivers. That's foul first base side into the camera well beyond the Spikes dugout. It's 0-1. Goes back between second base and the mound on the grass. Flips the ball in his left hand and stalks back to the top of the hill. It's a broken bat that time for Young, so he has to go back to the Mahoning Valley dugout to get another one, and does. Reeves on second with his second double of the series and his fourth on the season. Knocked in that run. That's his sixth RBI, fourth of the series. 3-2 Mahoning Valley, top of the third. 0-1 the count. Pitch. Swing and a miss. High fastball from Jacob that time. It's 0-2. Wind has kicked up a bit now, blowing out about 5 miles per hour. And I mean out, straight out. Meyer at the belt. Checks Reeves at second. The 0-2. Ooh, that was close, tantalizing right at the neighborhood, maybe just a skosh outside. 1-2 the count. Set. Meyer to the plate. Checked it, did not go. They appealed, did not go. Right call by Bill Worthington, 2-2 the count. Good job by Marquez to block that. There was no advance by Reeves. So that time he went with the sinker, and it sunk. 2-2 the count. Two runs in, 3-2 Mahoning Valley, top of the third. Meyer delivers. Hit in the air, center field, pretty well hit. Back goes hard. It's going to be over his head. It's going to one-hop the wall. Coming around third is Reeves. He'll score. It's going to be another RBI double and a 4-2 lead for Mahoning Valley. So it's an inning that has featured two doubles, a triple, and two singles. The only out has been a pickoff at second base. 4-2. And here's Bermudez, who struck out swinging in the second. Meyer, to this point, is about to throw his 50th pitch of the afternoon, and that's a ball, one ball and no strikes. Of the 50, 34 have been strikes. To the plate. Swing and a miss. Sinker that time. Bottom fell out, 1-1 the count. Three runs in here in the third as Mahoning Valley retakes the lead, 4-2. Meyer delivers outside for a ball. 2-1 the count. What hurts about the Young double is that he had no two count on him at one point. And Patrick Kadelka's warming up in the Spikes bullpen. He did not pitch last night. 2-1. That's foul, first base side over the roof of the Geisinger Champions Club and out of play. 2-2 the count. Sure, the hope of Jerome Williams, the pitching coach, and manager Dave Tremblay was that Meyer could give them five, maybe six innings today. But as of right now, they're trying to fight their way through the third. That is fouled to our right and into the Geisinger Champions Club. Now bounces below. Guess somebody missed it over there. And it is 2-2. Two balls and two strikes, the count. Top of the third, 4-2 Mahoning Valley. Young is on second as Meyer goes set and delivers. It's fouled to our right and out of play. Clearing the roof, still 2-2. Against the right hand hitting Bermudez. Contreras is very deep in left. Harden deep in center. Fontebeau in normal depth in right. Page, the second baseman, is shadowing Young at second. Pitch. It's fouled to our right again. One of the keys to ramping up the pitch count in this inning in particular has been the ability of Mahoning Valley to foul off a number of pitches. There have already been three foul balls just in this at-bat. This will be pitch number seven of the at-bat. Excuse me, four foul balls. This is pitch number eight in the at-bat coming up right here. 2-2. Called strike three, got him. You know when you see a catcher frame a pitch, they'll move it? Marquez didn't move a muscle that time. Call strike three, got him. Strikeout number four, second out of the inning as he gets Bermudez looking. Brought to you by Mountain Indy Health. Looking to be part of an all-star team. Mountain Indy Health offers exciting opportunities with excellent pay and benefits. Apply today at mountainindy.org/careers. Omar Veloz homered to left his first time up. A solo shot that made it 1-0. Right now, 4-2 Mahoning Valley, top of the third. With two outs, Meyer fakes the second and just throws there, and Young was back standing, and Page didn't even bother making a tag. Here's the set. Meyer to the plate, and in tight, and it hit Veloz. So Veloz hit by a pitch. He'll take first. First and second with two outs, and here comes Davis. He singled the center and stole a base in the second. Meyer about to throw his 59th pitch of the afternoon. Kadelka continues to warm in the Spikes pen. I guess Marquez must have gone out and said something to him, so that's two mound visits. First and second with two outs. Meyer sets and to the plate. It's on the ground to third. Blackford takes it, goes the short way to Page to end it at second, and the inning is over. But three runs. They do so on five hits. And leave two. And at the end of two and a half, 4-2 Mahoning Valley on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam, ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Hit a home run at your summer events by stopping at Nittany Beverage. The staff at Nittany Beverage will help you get your cooler filled with all the beverages you'll need this summer. From Miller Lite, Coors Light, and Pabst Blue Ribbon, to a wide selection of craft brews and imports, including Reds, Sam Adams, Yards, Blue Moon, and Line & Kugel's Summer Shandy. Plus, with Nittany Beverage's convenient drive-up service, you can get everything you need paid for, all without leaving your car. So hit a home run this summer with one stop at Nittany Beverage, 139 North Patterson Street in State College, or on the web at nittanybeverage.com.
Bottom half of the third inning, 4-2, Mahoning Valley. It'll be 9-1-2 for the Spikes here in the bottom of the third. Peyton Harden followed by Josh Leslie and Marcus Page. Harden steps to the plate. Last night went 0-for-4. Peyton now hitting 271 with no home runs, 7 knocked in with 6 doubles. He is 3rd in the league in stolen bases with 9, 2nd in the league in doubles with 6, and 4th in the league in runs scored with 13. 2022 Southland Conference Player of the Year. He had 378 at McNeese State. And the pitch outside for a ball from Pleasants. Third baseman Sykes up on the grass at third. Even in the bag at first is Young. The pitch, Harden. Swings and fouls it to our left and out of play. Bounces down below. 1-1 the count. Shallow and left is Wiley. Checked it, did not go. They appealed, did not go, says Wyatt Lee. It's 2-1. They appealed down to third. A little deeper and right, normal in center. 2-1. Down the heart, it's 2-2. Good fastball at 89. Didn't mess around. 4-2, Mahoning Valley, bottom of the third. As Harden leads it off, 2-2 on him. Outside, just missed 3-2. Harden in the left-handed box, waits, 3-2. He wraps it on the ground, left side. It's going to be a close play. Barehanded by Sykes. Throws to first and time. What a tremendous play by Mason Sykes. Charged it barehanded and threw and got him. You put a star next to that one. You've got to give the other guy credit when he does something like that. There's one out. It's an old saying we've always had around here for decades. Sometimes when the other guy does something right, you make sure that you recognize it. And here's Leslie, who grounded it short the first time. He takes a strike. It's 0-1. You're talking about a guy with speed, too. This was not one of the catchers trying to run down to first base. That is looped into center field. That's going to drop for a base hit. Leslie with his 4th hit of the series. So the Spikes now with one out, have a runner on first. Leslie is 4-for-6 in stolen bases. And here's Marcus Page, who grounded to short his first time up. So let's see if they get Leslie moving against the big right-hander. Pleasants goes set and delivers. That is into shallow center. Late break by Davis, and he'll finally get there as it hung up, and he makes the catch. He broke back on it and then went, whoa, and ran forward and tracked it down. 2 outs. All right, Leslie and first base coach Jesus Azuaje and third base coach Tim Battle have now seen the leg kick by Pleasants from the stretch. Contreras bounced back to the pitcher the first time, outside for a ball, 1-0 the count. I say he goes here, this pitch. One and all the count on Carlos. Stays. That is playable. Third base line. Sykes goes back. Reaches up and makes the catch in foul territory to end the inning. No runs. A hit. One stranded. At the end of three full. 4-2 Mahoning Valley on the Spikes Radio Network. Presented by Penn State Sports Medicine. Official health care provider, Penn State Athletics. America's Carpet Outlet is a full-service flooring dealer offering a comprehensive product lineup including carpet, vinyls, tile, wood, and more. And we provide professional installation on all our products. We are a locally owned, locally operated, locally involved business and are very happy to be a partner with the Spikes since their inception here in State College. Please visit our showroom on North Atherton Street in State College or see us online at acofloors.com. Go Spikes!
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, It's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying, totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad, just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Spikes Radio Network presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics. Penn State Sports Medicine now welcomes new patients. Call 814-865-3566. Jacob Meyer back to work here in the fourth inning, 4-2 Mahoning Valley. To take you through the middle three, we always call these the action innings when the late great Josiah Vieira was here. Joe Putnam.
That's right, and of course, August the 20th coming up fast. It's just a few Sundays from now. We'll be wearing those special Josiah Vieira jerseys, all of them, with Josiah's number 10 on the back and his name. And those jerseys will go up for bids in another Jersey Off the Back auction benefiting Children's Miracle Network at Geisinger Janet Weiss Children's Hospital in Danville, which provided such great care. And a liner right into the middle of a leaping Braden Blackford, went to the left and hauls it in. Wiley robbed by Braden Blackford that time. One gone. Again, the Jersey Off the Back auction honoring Josiah Vieira on Sunday, August 20th. That'll be a 4:05 game that day against the West Virginia Black Bears. And a lot of other great activities going on surrounding that game as the first pitch breaking ball to Braylon Marine is a strike on the inner half. Marine tripled his last time up. And in fact, you'll notice on the red jerseys the Spikes are wearing tonight, that JV patch still prominent on the right sleeve as the 0-1 bounced foul third base side. Gorgeous afternoon for baseball here in Happy Valley. This field just bathed in sunshine. Meyer sets, delivers, breaking ball outside, 1-2 to Marine. Patrick Kadelka now warming up in the State College bullpen.
Yeah, he warmed up last inning. He's been actually warming up the entire time.
Jacob Meyer's 65th pitch of the afternoon. A breaking ball in the dirt, blocked by Caleb Marquez, 2-2.
It's a couple more plays like Blackford gave him. He's not going to need Kadelka.
Jacob out of the stretch, third base side of the slab, and the pitch. That's fouled over the netting, off the facade, back down below.
That's what Mahoning Valley's done a great job this afternoon, Joe. They have fouled off a lot of pitches. They've driven up the pitch count just by fouling pitches off.
And a lot of times, that's a recipe for success. If you can increase the pitch count on the starter, get to the bullpen as early as possible. That'll spell long-term success as the 2-2 lofted it down the right field line, but it'll drop foul out of reach for Fontaboa and Logan Matthew, the first baseman. And Thursday will be a big night for him as well as all other Bellefonte natives. Yeah. Bellefonte Community Night coming up.
And by the way, the fireworks will be fireworks from the field.
Yes, that will be implemented for the last four fireworks shows of the season. Back once again, so popular in the second half of the 2021 and 2022 seasons. In the month of August, fireworks from the field four times to round out the schedule. 2-2 to Marine. Ooh, breaking ball, and that did not miss by much, but it's ball three. Went outside. The count is full. Eighth pitch of this at bat now. Marine 1-for-2 in the game. Payoff delivery. Bouncer up the middle to his left. Sliding for it. Leslie comes up throwing from shortstop in time. And Josh Leslie has played an outstanding shortstop in this series.
Yeah, he sure has. That's the second really strong play he's made in this game. Made that one in the hole where he backhanded, planted, and threw him out.
Now here's Corey King, the DH. Struck out in the first inning, RBI single in the third, but then Spike's pickoff play at second, which this pitching staff has really been working on, caught up King, who ended up being charged with a caught stealing as well. The pitch bounced foul. First base side, strike one. 4-2 Mahoning Valley, top of the fourth.
He had pitcher look at Marquez, and he says, "You all right?" He goes, "Just throw the ball."
And the pitch.
You think I am Aaron Judge? Come on, I'm fine.
Oh, break it all low. 1-1 the count.
Yeah.
That one swung on and missed. High fastball. They had to peel down to first, but it was a swing. And there are two strikes on King. Bases empty, two outs, top of the fourth. Mount Nittany's standing as clear as can be beyond that center field wall. 1-2. Grounder down the third baseline, gets past Blackford and heads toward the Mahoning Valley bullpen. Around first is King. He's headed to second. And that will likely be a double for the Scrappers' ninth hit of the game.
Yeah, they have three doubles, a triple, and a home run. Actually, four doubles, a triple, and a home run among those nine hits.
So here is Mason Sykes. He's the McDonald's strikeout guy, but so far he's collected a double and a single. It's about the opposite of what you want to have happen. Of course, it took till the end of the night last night for the McDonald's strikeout guy to acquiesce, but it was the last batter the Spikes faced.
Wiley. Yep, finally got him for the 27th out.
And it's an intentional walk to Mason Sykes.
Well, that takes that off the boards.
Yeah. from a baseball perspective, you can't really argue too much with that. But certainly disappointing for the fans. But after the intentional walk, T.J. Reeves, the batter, and Reeves, who homered last night, struck out in the first inning, doubled in a run in the third, and here comes Jerome Williams to talk with Jacob Meyer.
Yeah, four of his six RBIs have been the last 2 days. And Jerome making that walk he didn't want to make. Now, it's Jerome, it's not Dave, so he's staying in there. Yep. This will be a conversation. Something tells me a lot of this is going to be one way.
Yes. Yeah, first and second with two outs here in the top of the fourth inning. By the way, Thursday night, in addition to the fireworks from the field presented by the Happy Valley Adventure Bureau, it's also Hospitality Appreciation Night. We'll be welcoming lots of guests and paying lots of tributes to the folks here in the hospitality industry in Happy Valley who really keep things moving in the hotels, the restaurants, the bars, all the places that really have made Happy Valley such a destination. Over the last several years in particular, as we get back to normal, and now we're back in normal, so to speak.
Well, Center County not only defines hospitality, it also defines customer service.
Absolutely. After the meeting on the mound breaks up, T.J. Reeves into the right-handed box. Meyer, the left-hander, looks to second. Out of the stretch, the pitch. Breaking ball low, blocked by Marquez. Meyer's pitch count now up to 74 after that delivery. Patrick Kadelke is warming up in earnest in the State College bullpen. This may be the last batter that Jacob Meyer faces, win, lose, or draw. Sets, looks at second. 1-0. That is tapped foul, third base side. Change up from Jacob. One ball and one strike. Of course, it all starts off at a new series Tuesday night. 6:35 game there against Trenton on a Walking Taco Tuesday. Half-price Walking Tacos all game long.
Super Nacho's still 8.
I think even on a Walking Taco Tuesday, the Super Nachos will have their fans. Something tells me. Breaking ball low.
It's got one. The only problem is the lines, Joe, the lines. And Wine Wednesday.
Oh, yes. And by the way, Tales from the Ticket Office, interesting spin. Our own Business Operations and Box Office Manager Rob DeLuca taking charge of that. Here's a bouncer on to third, taken by Braden Blackford. Races to the bag and gets there ahead of Corey King for the force out to end the top of the fourth inning. No runs, a hit, two left, three and a half gone. Still 4-2 Mahoning Valley on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions. Division I Power 5 Conference, elite level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Here's a fun fact for you. The average chameleon can point their eyes in two different directions. On the other hand, the average human can't. So unless you're a chameleon, there's absolutely no way you can focus on texting and driving at the same time. So don't do it, unless you're a chameleon.
Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Nearly 1 in 2 U.S. adults have high blood pressure. That's why it's important to self-monitor your blood pressure in 4 easy-to-remember steps. It starts with a monitor. Be next to talk to your doctor about your blood pressure numbers. Get down with your blood pressure. Self-monitoring is power. Visit ManagerBP.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association, in partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
It's the Toyota RAV fourth inning, proudly brought to you by Toyota and your Central PA Toyota dealers. For a dealership near you, visit Toyota.com. Braden Blackford, who made a couple of nice defensive plays in that fourth inning, a diving grab on a liner to the hot corner, and then racing to the bag to get the force play to end the inning in the top half. He takes a strike on the outer edge. Blackford to be followed by Brennan DeRiggi and Logan Matthew, a trio of left-handers to face the righty Elijah Pleasance, and the breaking ball swung on and missed. Blackford walked his first time up and scored the Spikes first run. Pitch. Breaking ball low. Ramada out of town scoreboard. MLB Draft League action today is the 1-2 to Blackford. Center of the air, left center field, and almost a collision, but De'Ares Davis and Justin Wiley both eased up at the exact right time, and Davis, the center fielder, reached over Wiley to grab it for the out. That was nearly a lot of trouble out there. But moments from disaster, it is averted. And now Brennan DeRiggi, who doubled down the left field line to bring in a run in the second inning, steps in. He scored a run himself in that frame as well. First pitch well outside. 1-0 to DeRiggi, left-handed hitter. There are four lefties in the middle of the State College order today. It's the 1-0. Breaking ball, actually the fastball, had a nice drop on it. Came in at 90 miles an hour. Good horizontal movement, particularly 1-1 the count. Contreras, Blackford, DeRiggi, and Matthew, all lefties in the heart of the order, is the 1-1. A high fastball swung on and missed, 1-2. The pitch, and DeRiggi punches this one toward left field, but over to the line for it is Wiley. He hauls it in for out number two.
This is not the best route-running team I've seen in the outfield.
Not quite.
I mean, really. I mean, Davis went back on a ball that was in. He went, and then he had to peel back.
Yep.
They're making plays.
They are. We saw Wiley approach a ball like the Tasmanian Devil, turning around, going back, but he ended up making the catch. Here's Logan Matthew now. Singled in the second.
You know what? All the stuff that's happened here so far, it's still a two-run game.
Mahoning Valley out in front 4-2. 1-0, fastball and a call and strike on the inner half. The interesting thing for Logan right now, his hard hit balls are right at fielders, but it's the dinks and dunks that have fallen in,
yeah,
like his single in the second. 1-1. That is swung on and foul, third base side, 1-2.
Although he turned on one in Williamsport, that was a scorch line drive to right center.
Absolutely, and that was with the runner in scoring position bringing him home. And Logan Mathieu last year, 8 home runs, 34 runs knocked in over the second half of the season with a 1-2 breaking ball here, a swing and a miss. And Elijah Pleasance records his first strikeout of the game. He's retired the last 5. End of 4 here at Medler Field at the Pronto Park. Mahoning Valley 4, State College 2 on the Spikes Radio Network. Presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Ready to take your driving experience to the next level? Look no further than Toyota, the pioneers of automotive technology. With Toyota cars, trucks, and SUVs, you'll discover a world of cutting-edge innovation at your fingertips. Like advanced driver assist features, seamless connectivity, and unparalleled safety systems. Go to buyatoyota.com for special offers, then visit your local Toyota dealership. Offers end August 1st. Toyota, let's go places.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Have some fun with the State College Spikes on Sunday. The Spikes take on the Mahoning Valley Scrappers at 4.05 p.m. and it's a Sunday fun day at the ballpark. Plus, the first 500 fans get a Lucky the Lion bobblehead presented by Lion Country Kia. And it's a salute to field hockey with a pregame catch on the field presented by Curavetti featuring a youth baseball glove giveaway for the first 100 kids at the catch. And Kids Run the Bases Home Run Edition is after the game presented by Mount Nittany Health. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com. Into the fifth inning, and fans, the Spikes have called for relief as they bring in a new pitcher for the fifth. You, too, can call for relief by contacting Geisinger. For more information, visit Geisinger.org. The new pitcher on the mound for the Spikes is Patrick Kadelka, who recorded a pair of victories in the Spikes' most recent series against the Williamsport Crosscutters. He was outstanding in his last outing of that series, Friday night in Williamsport. All right, check that. Thursday night in Williamsport, 3 innings, allowing just 1 run on 3 hits and a walk. He struck out 3, needed just 41 pitches. He got the win in the opener of the series as well, though he sort of backed into that one. Game tied up with him in the game, but then the Spikes able to rally and win it. But Kadelka was credited with the victory as his first pitch to Owen Young is fouled away. That doesn't take away from his outstanding effort last time, a 5.87 ERA in his first 9 outings for the Spikes. Native of New Braunfels, Texas. Breaking ball up and in. 1-1 the count. Stephen F. Austin product. He has finished 3 games. He has 1 hold to his credit. Here's the 1-1. Breaking ball fouled away, and it's 1-2. Kadelka in 15 and a third innings for the Spikes has allowed 11 runs, 10 earned on 19 hits. 10 strikeouts to 6 walks. A 306 opponent's batting average. And the 1-2 from the 6-8 righty. Tap down the third baseline, goes foul. Still a ball and 2 strikes. Jacob Meyer went 4 innings on the mound for State College in the start. 4 runs against him on 9 hits and a walk. He struck out 4, however. 77 pitches, 52 strikes, did hit a batter as well. And that walk he allowed was intentional. So really, 4 strikeouts and no unintentional walks as the 1-2 breaking ball misses low. 2-2 now to Young, who's 1-for-2 with a double. And an RBI pitch. That's in the dirt. Blocked by Marquez. Sunshine again bathing the field. Those shadows now across the warning track behind home plate. The 3-2 from Kadelka. Grounded down the third baseline. Stays fair. Grabbed by Blackford. Strong throw across the diamond. Mathieu pulled off the bag, says Bill Worthington, even though he was switching his feet, readjusting himself.
And Young is aboard.
I have no words.
David Bermudez now up. Yeah, that was... Logan Matthews has done that frequently. That's how good of a defensive first baseman he is. He will shift his feet and keep put the right foot on where the left foot had been on to provide a better target. It'll go as an error, the first of the game. But I think that's because of the ruling played a big role in why that is going to be ruled an error rather than an out, potentially. David Bermudez takes a breaking ball low.
That is the equivalent of what I see in men's basketball all the time. The number of guys I see that are so quick when they do something, and the official will call traveling. You're like, yo, okay?
You can. No. It's legal to change feet as a first baseman. It's legal to be quick as with the basketball.
Yes.
Breaking ball is low, 2-0.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Again, Bermudez has struck out twice today. Half of Jacob Meyer's strikeout total. Kadelka with a 2-0, up and in for a ball, 3-0.
He does the right thing. He slides across the bag. He changes feet. He makes the catch because that's where the ball was.
Yep.
Oh, boy.
Here's the 3-0. Right down Broadway for a strike. In MLB Draft League action on the Ramada out-of-town scoreboard. Williamsport and Trenton meeting after Williamsport. The Crosscutters won in the tiebreaker last night in overtime. Today, however, the Thunder lead 1-0, bottom of the first. Here's the pitch lofted right center field. Harden and Fontebowa back on it. Jesse will reel it in. Young retreats to first, one away in the top of the fifth.
But here's the issue. Unless Veloz bounces into a double play, he now has to throw extra pitches because of that.
Yep. Right? Absolutely, and Spikes can ill afford that at this stage.
But no pitcher can.
Meanwhile, Frederick and West Virginia tied at one, bottom of the fifth.
You got to call what you see. You can't guess. That's my biggest issue in every sport. Don't guess.
Kadelka with a throw to first. Diving back is Young. Not just extra pitches, extra throws to first base as well.
Extra everything. Man, okay, you can't guess. Oh, yeah, there's no way he stayed in the back. Let's call what you see.
Pitch, swing, and a miss. Tied Veloz up inside. Fastball well inside, but in on the hands of Veloz, and he offered. Four-2 Mahoning Valley in the top of the fifth here in Medler Field at Lebrado Park. Second game of this two-game miniseries over the weekend as the 0-1 swung on and missed. Dipped low that time, dodged the bat, 0-2. Off day on the MLB Draft League schedule tomorrow, and then the Spikes here at home Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. All 6:35 games to start August. The 0-2 fouled first base side on a line deflecting off the tarp and skittering down the warning track toward the Lion Country Kia corner. Of course, Lion Country Kia presenting those Lucky the Lion bobbleheads, the first 500 fans today. Lucky himself manning Lucky's K-Zone in right field. 0-2. Change up, and it hit him. Yep. And hit him on the left arm. So Veloz hit for the second time today.
Yep. By the way, Jason Lord was first in line for the...
Well...
Seems to get the first in line all the time.
Somehow, I think he might have been first in line. I don't know if that he was first to arrive at the ballpark today, but he was first in line. Yeah.
Throwing little kids out of the way. It's just an awful scene. It's an awful scene, Joe. It's an awful scene.
Oh. Now we're just besmirching his good name.
Well, his name.
Here's Davis. Pitch inside. Hits him on the elbow. So back-to-back hit batsman, and now the bases are loaded with one out. So... Justin Wiley, number 9 hitter in the order up, and Caleb Marquez is headed out to the mound to talk with Patrick Kadelka.
Yep.
4-2 Mahoning Valley here on the top of the fifth, and now we've reached another one of those tipping points in the game.
I would guess that Matthew and Blackford will play up and that Leslie and Page will be at double play depth. The outfield is going to be shallow to begin with anyway on Wiley. You don't play Wiley deep. Doesn't mean Wiley can't hit it. I mean, Wiley did get a double last night, but still, you're going to shallow up on him to begin with.
Wiley is 0-2, grounded out to second his first time up. Lined out to a diving Braden Blackford at third base in the fourth inning, his last at bat. Corners are playing up, middle infield back, pitch homeward to Wiley. That's fouled off the mitt of Marquez. Strike one.
Good to see, by the way, Jacob Bruning in the dugout.
Absolutely.
Had to leave the game last night.
It looks like he's going to have to recover. They're going to keep him here for precautionary reasons next few days at least. But with some aggressive rehab treatment, he may yet be back out there soon. The 0-1 breaking ball fades in for a strike over the outer half of the plate. Two strikes to Wiley. Windmills the bat in the right-handed box. Kadelka set at the midsection. Pat looks in. Pat delivers. That is lined on the left field line, but drops foul. Rolling toward the Mahoning Valley bullpen, I should say. 0-2 the count. A leap at the bullpen wall by one of the pitchers out there.
Danny Kerwin. Kind of looked like David. Nice job, man. Kind of like your style. Joe, get me a water.
0-2 again to Wiley. Here it is. Fastball down and away. Gloved by Marquez.
David, get me a burger. I want ketchup on that burger.
Here's the 1-2. Bounces in, blocked by Marquez.
Hang up my jacket. No wire hangers, David. No wire hangers.
I went from Steinbrenner to Mommy Dearest.
Georgie, get me a coffee.
Where's my calzone? Costanza.
Where's my calzone? Stayed at his hotel in Tampa once.
Oh, really?
Yep. The restaurant, the Yankee Clipper.
Oh, 2-2. Bouncer down the third baseline. That's a foul ball. That's a good call by Ian Pittenger.
No, it's because Ian calls what he sees. Doesn't guess.
Sprung out from behind the plate. Got a good look at it. And, yep, and Craig Antosh actually somewhat like tennis. It's like we're Roland Garros. Yeah. He goes over, inspects the ball mark made. Yeah.
There's a mark there.
There is a mark, and it's foul.
And this is clay like Roland Garros.
Yes. Now we'll see what Wiley has for his second serve.
Second service.
Two balls, two strikes. Spikes holding on. Two runs behind here, and the pitch. That one down and in. Good block by Marquez again. Talk about a guy who's really shown something behind the plate for the Spikes. Caleb Marquez is in.
I like him. I do. He and Avilas, I feel that's a good 1-2 punch back there.
Absolutely. Marquez, former Brewers farmhand, but then took the occasion to go back into college ball, which you can at the Division II, the NAIA level. He went to St. Cloud State, which is a Division II school in baseball. D1 in hockey, of course. 3-2 to Wiley. Bounce foul behind the plate.
Yeah, they seem to figure out how to find the frozen four.
Yes, indeed.
I was doing basketball one day. It was hockey day in Minnesota.
Oh, boy.
All outdoor games, and it was 5 below 0.
Uh-huh. That sounds like Minnesota.
Oh, brutal.
Another payoff pitch to Wiley. That's fouled away again. 10th pitch of the at-bat coming up.
So we had a center, a freshman out of Serbia named Milos Bogatic. We go to shoot around in the morning at 9 a.m. comes, gets on the bus, and he's wearing his uniform. It's 12 below zero. He looks over at Dick Girardi and says, "Memo to Milos, next time, long pants, Minnesota." I'm like going, yeah, no kidding, really? It's like, come on.
Another 3-2 swing on him is strike three. Bottom dropped out of that one.
Inspired by the Milos Bogacic story, which has inspired many for decades.
Jacob Kadelka's first strikeout of the game is brought to you by our friends at Mount Nittany Health. Mount Nittany Health is growing in 2024. We'll open a new outpatient center in Top Trees West, and in 2026, a 10-story patient tower will be added to the medical center. Learn more at mountnittany.org.
We'll get to watch that being built from our spot.
Sure will. Braylon Marin takes a breaking ball for a strike over the outer edge. 0-1 to the right-handed hitting shortstop. A triple and a run scored in between a flyout and a groundout. 0-1, bases remain loaded, but now two outs, and Kadelka delivers. Swing and a miss. Hold the string on that one, and it's 0-2. So it was ruled to be an error because of the ruling at first base. Followed by a flyout, back-to-back hit batsman, but now the strikeout to Wiley. Up 0-2 on Marine. Kadelka sets, delivers, and swung on, popped up, right side of the infield. Logan Mathieu now retreats into shallow right. Raises the mitt, makes the catch, and Patrick Kadelka gets out of a jam here in the top of the fifth. No runs, no hits, one error, three runners left on base. Halfway home here at Medler Field at Lebrano Park, it's still a 4-2 game. Mahoning Valley in front on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics. Have some fun with the State College Spikes on Sunday. The Spikes take on the Mahoning Valley Scrappers at 4:05 p.m. and it's a Sunday fun day at the ballpark. Plus, the first 500 fans get a Lucky the Lion bobblehead presented by Lion Country Kia. And it's a salute to field hockey with a pregame catch on the field presented by Chiravetti featuring a youth baseball glove giveaway for the first 100 kids at the catch. And Kids Run the Bases Home Run Edition is after the game presented by Mountain Nittany Health. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
As a big supporter of the State College Spikes, Geisinger will help you swing for the fences, too. Whether you want to hit home runs, hike through the hills, or just feel healthier. As one of America's top healthcare innovators, our doctors and healthcare professionals are leading the way to solving Pennsylvania's biggest challenges and helping all of us live life to the fullest. Families have depended on us for generations, and we've been part of the community for decades. We understand that life sometimes throws unexpected curveballs. That's why everything we do is designed to provide you with exceptional, innovative care. People come to Geisinger from all over the nation, even the world, and you can take advantage of our world-class services right here in your backyard. Learn how we're rethinking healthcare and helping Pennsylvania thrive at geisinger.org.
Bottom of the fifth inning, Jesse Fontebowa, Caleb Marquez, Peyton Harden. The 7-8-9 batters due up for the Spikes. Finishing off this weekend series, off day tomorrow. Walking Taco Tuesday opens up August against Trenton at 6:35. Then Wednesday night, Tales from the Ticket Office. Plus, it's Wine Wednesday, presented by Seven Mountains Wine Cellars.
Ticket office may need that half-price wine after telling their tales.
And that half-price wine and line of Kugel Summer Shandy available from 5:30 to 7:30 on Wednesday. After those tales, they may need the full-price wine after 7:30.
And I don't think they're going to mind at that point. And then Thursday's Bellefonte Community Night. Fireworks on the field.
Jesse Fontebowa takes a strike on the inside corner. Fontebowa, sacrifice fly, his first time up. 4-2 Mahoning Valley. Spike's been out hitting 9-3, but they're still in the ball game, and 0-1 breaking ball is a strike over the inner half.
Well, his sacrifice fly, Davis, I think, assumed that DeRiggie would not go.
Yep. 0-2 curveball drops out of the zone, ball one.
And Brennan scored standing up.
And Dears Davis has a pretty sound outfield arm as well.
Yeah. I think he was surprised. You could tell he was surprised.
1-2 to Fontebowa, popped up, first base side of the infield. Owen Young calls everyone away. First baseman puts it away. And Elijah Pleasance has now retired six consecutive Spikes batters.
After being rocked in his first two outings, and he was rocked.
Yes.
He's been terrific today. He's done a good job. Two runs on three hits. And has retired, as Joe mentioned, six in a row.
Now Caleb Marquez grounded into a double play in the second. Spikes are still at plus seven in double plays in the second half as this bouncer goes up the middle, sliding to stop it in shallow center is Bermudez, the second baseman, but to no avail. Caleb Marquez has a base hit to halt that six-batter streak of outs recorded by Pleasance.
Sykes made the play of the game defensively when on the Baltimore chop to third by Harden, he barehanded and threw him out. And by a half step.
And that is a tough thing to do with the speed Peyton Harden has. He's in the left-handed batter's box now. Pitch homeward, taken for a strike. Fastball over the outer edge. 0-1 to the lefty. And Dave Tremblay taking Peyton Harden, who's hit leadoff throughout the second half. Now he's down in the nine spot as that sort of second leadoff, propelling the offense up to the top of the order. Shows bunt, draws it back. Fastball outside this time, ball one.
Love that move because what happened after 0-1? What did Sykes do, the third baseman?
Backed
he
up.
He moved back. So when he moved back, that's when he put, showed bunt. Now Sykes is up on the grass.
Young holding the runner on at first. 1-1 to Harden. Grounder to the right side under the diving. Young into right field. Around second's Marquez. He's going to head to third. The throw from right. Bounces in, deflects away from Sykes, but not far enough away for any further movement. Peyton Harden, and that's what he does. He comes up, he can bounce that ball, find the holes on the right side, and Marquez takes the extra base on it as well, and that may prove to be big in a two-run game.
May prove to be big here because you have first and third with speed on first. Now, I would expect Veloz, if Harden were to go, to throw to second because it's Marquez at third. But Harden is 9 for 12 in stolen bases.
Josh Leslie in the right-handed box, 1 for 2 in the game. The pitch, there goes Harden. And there's not even going to be a throw. It fades in for a strike. Harden notches the steal.
Leslie is 4 for 6 in the series, Joe. He's driven in a dozen on the season. He can tie it up with a base hit here, and a base hit will tie the game.
0-1, Pleasant sets the pitch. Swing and a miss, and Josh Leslie wishes he had that one back.
Yep.
Chased after it, low and away, and he tried to hold up and could not.
Yep.
0-2 the count now to Leslie. He's got a rebound. He's the MLB Draft League second half hits leader. 28 of them over the 20 games. The 0-2. Low and away, and it gets all the way to the bricks. Veloz can't find it. Marquez will score. Veloz still can't find the ball. But Harden, after the big turn at third, will hold. That'll be a wild pitch to make it 4-3. Pleasance wanted to drive something low, hoping Leslie would chase again. Instead, he drove it all the way into the wall behind home.
Now you see how big that stolen base was. Now he's on third.
Tying run now less than 90 feet away. One out. A 1-2 count to Leslie. Infield up all the way around. Pleasant sets. The righty brings it. That's in the dirt. It's blocked by Veloz. And I think Veloz lost it too because the shadow is encroaching further. But the field's in sunshine except for that warning track behind home plate. Now a little bit on the grass. He couldn't pick out the baseball in the shadows.
Now Leslie's in a position he could dump one into the outfield and get a hit.
2-2 pitch. Lifted in the air, center field. This will tie the game. Ranging into right center and making a leaping grab is Davis. Easy tag from third for Harden. Sacrifice fly makes it 4-all.
Terrific play by Davis, though. Terrific play. He prevented a triple.
Oh. And Leslie was coming out of the box with a head of steam just in case that ball could carry. But Davis got to it. It is the game-tying sacrifice fly. And now Marcus Page.
And Jacob Myers now off the hook.
Breaking ball and a called strike on the outer half. It's a new ball game here at Medler Field at Lebrano Park. Spikes looking to split this pair against the Scrappers. The 0-1. Swing and a miss. Fastball tied him up inside. Page did get a piece of it, but it's 0-2. Two runs in the second, two here in the fifth. For State College, the 0-2, fastball outside. Lowe's tried to frame it up, but not successful.
He was tempted by it, Page.
Absolutely. 1-2. Bouncer foul, third base side. Tim Battle nearly makes the play. A little too much of a hot shot for Tim, who is without the benefit of a glove himself here at third. I think if he had the leather, he'd have snagged that, no problem.
Thought I was in Madrid for a moment.
1-2. Check swing by Page. Breaking ball low and away. Not even an appeal there. Very close. Bill Worthington does let everybody know he didn't go, even though nobody checked.
Thanks.
2-2. Pleasance delivers. Fastball outside. 3-2 now to Marcus. Trying to restart the offense here. Carlos Contreras is on deck. If Page extends the inning, payoff pitch. And Page slugs this one to left field. Wiley going back to the warning track. It's over and out. Marcus Page with a solo homer into the Pepsi Picnic Pavilion. And the Spikes regain the lead 5-4.
397 feet, exit velocity 105. Marcus Page, his 12th career Spikes home run.
His second this season. And it comes at a big moment for the Spikes on a 3-2 pitch. He just smashes it to left. And we know that when Marcus gets a hold of the ball, he can send it a ways. He's got several 400-plus foot homers. But now with the Spikes scoring their third run of the inning, taking the lead again at 5-4, Craig Antusch will come out and the entire infield will join him. Acting pitching coach is Ray King. At a charity event in St. Louis, so Craig handling the staff, and it's a quick visit, sort of just to get everybody cooled down a bit after the 397-foot solo shot from Marcus Page. He didn't just restart the offense, he supercharged it.
Yep, that's what he does. RBI number 13 for Marcus at that sack fly at Williamsport the other night.
Now Carlos Contreras, who's had a stellar season at the plate, into the left-handed box. Sam Houston State product 0-2 today. Takes a breaking ball outside. Some stirring, and now there is right-handed action in the Mahoning Valley bullpen. Jack Zalaski warming up is the next offering. A fastball outside, 2-0 to Contreras.
Everything Mahoning Valley's done today, 9 hits, 4 runs, bases loaded.
Fastball well outside again, 3-0 to Carlos.
And they're not winning. They've left 9 guys on base in this game.
3-0 high and away, ball 4, and Contreras on, and I'll tell you what, with the danger that Carlos Contreras has in the order, they may have just decided we're going to pitch around this guy, and Dimitri Young's coming out now with 2 outs. They didn't want to take a chance with Contreras, but it will be Braden Blackford up as Jack Zalaski will come on for Mahoning Valley.
So we'll walk the 385 guy so we can get to the 324 guy. I mean, you think about this. You look at this game. If you were to take a snapshot of our scorebooks, the Mahoning Valley book is all sorts of traffic.
Oh, yeah.
The Spikes book is a little freer. The Spikes are winning.
You know, the bursts for the Spikes have been just a bit bigger. And they, like you said, Steve, Mahoning Valley has left the village on the base paths already. The Spikes, conversely, have only left one runner on so far.
Right. Yeah, the only runner they left on was Josh Leslie in the third.
They've cashed in on their opportunities. And, you know, it's one thing. That's a big thing with analytics. A lot of the analytics are trying to get guys who create the most opportunities out there. But the deal with the opportunities is you have to cash in on those to have success.
That's why an analytic I'm big on is on base percentage.
Yes.
I don't care how you get. I know the player cares because the contract says you need to do it by a hit. I've got that part. But in terms of the game, how do you, it doesn't matter to me how you get there, just get there.
Absolutely.
Right? Because now you're creating traffic and creating problems. And I've talked about that for years.
Yes, you have.
That's a big part of it. A lot of other stuff to me is just noise. But on-base percentage is not.
So Elijah Pleasance, 4 2/3 innings, 5 runs against him so far, 4 of them earned. He is responsible for Contreras at first. 6 hits, 2 walks, a strikeout. Pleasance threw 73 pitches, 47 of them for strikes, but he now gives way to Zalaski, the right-hander out of Sacramento State, part of the California State University system. Sacramento native is 6'1", 200 pounds. He is 22 years of age. And Zalaski is making his 4th appearance of the year. No record, no runs against him in 5 2/3 innings. He has allowed 4 hits, 4 strikeouts, to 2 walks, 2 hit batsmen, but only a .211 opponent's batting average.
Yeah, he's been good.
So it'll be the righty Zalaski against the lefty Blackburn.
Sacramento State is in basketball West Coast Conference, right?
I believe Big Sky.
Big Sky?
Yeah.
Big Sky Conference.
Now they're, I'm sorry, Big West.
Big West. Their FCS football team is very good.
Yes. Yes, they are. And the pitch. Bouncer on to first. Taken by Young. Steps on the bag. The inning is over. But the damage done. 3 runs in the 5th inning for the Spikes. Capped off by Marcus Page's 12th home run as a Spike. And State College back in front 5-4 as we enter the 6th on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Stop by P.J. Harrigan's Bar and Grill before or after the game, located on South Atherton Street inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. We are fun, friendly, affordable, and feature the best happy hour in town. From 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., get 50% off all drinks Tuesday and Thursday, and spin the wheel for discounts on Wednesday and Friday. P.J. Harrigan's is open Tuesday to Saturday from 4 p.m. to close. Dine-in or takeout is available with daily specials like prime rib on Friday and Saturdays. Close Sunday and Monday. Hit a grand slam with the best happy hour in town at P.J. Harrigan's inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. Call us at 814-235-1303 or visit us at pjharrigans.com for more details.
The Spikes start off August with a hot trio of 6:35 p.m. games against the Trenton Thunder. It starts with Walking Taco Tuesday on the 1st, then Tales from the Ticket Office fill the air on a Wine Wednesday, August 2nd. Thursday the 3rd, fireworks light up the skies after the game on Hospitality Appreciation Night, presented by the Happy Valley Adventure Bureau. And you can be part of the first ever beer run, and it's Belfont Community Night. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com. Into the 6th inning, Patrick Kadelka back on the mound for the Spikes, but he is the pitcher of record in the game now. Corey King, Mason Sykes, T.J. Reeves due up against him. It's now 5-4 Spikes here on a beautiful Sunday afternoon going into the early evening here in Happy Valley. Joe Putnam, Steve Jones along with you, and King into the right-handed box. And by the way, that was quite an impressive display by the Blue Lions Field Hockey Club, dribbling demonstration as the first pitch to King up and in. King backs out of the way. Ball one. He's 2 for 3 today with a double and an RBI. Kanelka with a 1-0. Bounces in, blocked to the side by Marquez.
Last two times Kadelka's been the pitcher of record, he was the winner.
Both in the most recent series preceding this one against the Williamsport Crosscutters. One win here, one up at historic Bowman Field. The 2-0. And a grounder on a second, taken out of bounds by Marcus Page. Throws to first in time. He homers to put the spikes in front. He records the first out of the sixth inning. Here's Mason Sykes now. He's a McDonald's strikeout guy, but he's reached base three times today. Doubled in the first, singled and scored in the third, then was intentionally walked with first base open and two outs in the fourth, and it provided dividends as T.J. Reeves bounced into an inning-ending fielder's choice right after.
It took all the drama out of two all-beef patty, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, onions, pickles, all in a sesame seed bun.
This is Sykes' first time facing Kadelka today, and the first pitch strike as it's fouled back to the screen. Curveball from Pat that time. Varying speeds, varying movements. Pat actually is one of those rare pitchers who imparts not much spin at all to the ball on any of his pitches, but he delivers this curveball for a strike on the inner half, and it's 0-2.
Neither does Hoyt Wilhelm.
That's right. 1,070 major league appearances later.
Probably the total revolutions were 1,070.
0-2. Fastball high. Hoyt Wilhelm homered in the very first game he pitched in.
Never homered.
Never homered again.
Nope. Nope. Wilbur Wood, Charlie Huff, Phil Niekro, Joe Niekro.
All knuckleballers, and the 1-2 found to the right side.
And the most recent success is Tim Wakefield.
Yep. Of course, R.A. Dickey won a Cy Young Award as well.
Yeah, he did.
But Wakefield, I mean, he was the elastic arm in the Red Sox rotation for years.
Well, when they beat the Yankees in 2004.
1-2 to Sykes, fouled back towards us, but it deflects right below.
He took the ball in Game 3 when the Yankees pasted them 19-8 and said, look, I'm finishing no matter what. He saved the entire bullpen because he ate up innings, didn't care how many runs he gave up, and they came back and won the series.
Absolutely. 1-2. Called strike three, fastball on the inner edge. That's Kadelka's second of the game, but it also means free Big Macs with any purchase for everybody here at the ballpark by presenting their ticket at area McDonald's starting at noon tomorrow and extending for the next 3 days.
I believe Jerry Valeri buys season tickets. That way he can just go. Even if he's not present.
Two gone, top of the six. T.J. Reeves to the plate. Breaking ball in tight. Ball one. Something tells me the baseball team is doing quite well.
They are.
1-0. Swing and a miss. Whiffed on the fastball at 90 miles an hour. 1-1. And you can tell Kadelka's pumped up.
Yeah.
Trying to, after the spike, retake the lead, come back with a 1-2-3 inning. Fastball upstairs and ball two.
Just a bit high.
People behind home plate like, hey, good, there's a screen.
2-1 from Pat. Fastball just off the plate inside. And it was inside. Ball three.
Oh, Ian's done a good job behind the plate today.
Absolutely.
Another good job. Yeah, I always have a lot of good things to say about Ian. Same with Albert Jones.
3-1. Check swing. High and tight. Ball four. And there'll be no appeal on the check swing. He did hold back. Two out walk to Reeves. And now Owen Young to the plate. Young officially 1-for-3 in the game. Doubled in a run in the third inning. Reached on the error in the fifth. The lone spikes Aaron again. Based really the error assessment on.
It's only because he reached base.
Yeah, the umpire ruling it first.
Right.
Pitch. Breaking ball in the dirt, right. Blocked by Marquez. And, you know, and the other thing I'll say about it, Gary Robinson was a manager for the State College Spikes in 2008, 2009, but he also had experience as an umpire.
Right.
Before entering coaching in the professional ranks and he would say that there are some occasions where, because of a miss, the umpire will make a signal, and that means that an infielder gets charged with an error they normally shouldn't have.
Right.
So the 1-0 throw on to first. Back is Reeves.
Hard job. I mean, look,
oh, absolutely.
It's an absolutely hard job.
And you're talking about, you know, baseball game where things move very fast. Fastball upstairs.
Every sport's like that.
Absolutely.
Every sport. It's fast. You know, you have to make quick decisions. Right? I just don't want you to guess. And I mean necessarily, I don't want you guessing.
Yep. Kadelka with a 2-0. Bouncer foul down the third baseline. Braden Blackford was set to throw. And Braden is another guy who's played a tremendous defensive series. Josh Leslie, we talked about him at short, but Blackford at third as well. That diving catch he made to snare the liner from Wiley in the fourth inning. Mm-hmm. We might look back at that as a pivotal play as well. Two balls and a strike. Patrick Kadelka delivers. Bluff steal off first. Pitch swung on. Lifted in the air center field. Harden keeps on going back, but Payton underneath it, just shy of the warning track, makes the catch. And the inning is over.
I think the comment I made was Meyer gets a couple plays like that, he'll hang in the game longer. And did.
Absolutely. Patrick Kadelka right now, the pitcher of record. One runner left on top of the sixth. 5-4. Spikes lead it on the Spikes Radio Network. Presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions. Division I Power 5 Conference, elite level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
The Spikes start off August with a hot trio of 6:35 p.m. games against the Trenton Thunder. It starts with Walking Taco Tuesday on the 1st, then Tales from the Ticket Office fill the air on a Wine Wednesday, August 2nd. Thursday the 3rd, fireworks light up the skies after the game on Hospitality Appreciation Night, presented by the Happy Valley Adventure Bureau. And you can be part of the first ever beer run, and it's Belfont Community Night. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
OptUS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
The Spikes Radio Network is presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics. Penn State Sports Medicine is now welcoming new patients. Call 814-865-3566. Brendan DeRiggi takes a strike on the outer edge to start the bottom of the sixth inning. A 5-4 lead for the Spikes, and the breaking ball outside, 1-1 to the lefty DH. 1-for-2 in the game, an RBI double in the second, scored a run in that inning, flied out to left in the fourth. Jack Zalaski on. After needing just one pitch to record the final out of the fifth, delivers the 1-1 here, a breaking ball and a called strike. Zalaski working out of the stretch, lifts the left leg up high and then comes forward, and the breaking ball swung on and missed. Dove out of the way. That is Zalaski's first strikeout of the game, the Scrappers' second, one gone in the bottom of the sixth. Ramada out of town scoreboard, big league action. The Giants lead the Red Sox 2-1, top of the seventh.
I read a story today about Mike Yastrzemski.
Oh, yeah.
He says everywhere he goes, he'll have hecklers, which, you know, for the most part, have the intellect of concrete. And they say, you're not as good as your grandfather.
Logan Matthews swings this one, sends it sky high into foul ground, first base side, and this will fade into the seats four rows deep.
And he looks over at them and goes, no kidding.
Reds leading the Dodgers 8-0, bottom of the seventh in L.A. Mariners up 3-0 on the Diamondbacks, top seven. Padres lead the Rangers 3-1, top of the fifth. Texas swinging a big deadline deal, adding Jordan Montgomery from the St. Louis Cardinals to fortify the bullpen or fortify the rotation, fortify the bullpen as well, getting Chris Stratton from St. Louis.
Well, I think what Montgomery will give them is the flexibility of a starter, and they can use him if they need him in long relief.
And Nathan Eovaldi, by the way, is going on the injured list with forearm tightness, so that'll supplement things while he's out. Pitch outside for a ball to Matthew, 2-1 the count. Angels defeated the Blue Jays today 3-2 in 10 innings. Pirates walked it off. Josh Palacios, two-run homer in the bottom of the 10th to beat the Phillies 6-4.
Take two out of three in that series.
Braves topped the Brewers 8-6. Mets over the Nationals 5-2. Marlins defeat the Tigers 8-6. Rays over the Astros 8-2. Royals defeat the Twins 2-1. For the 2-2 to Matthew, line foul, right side. Guardians with a 5-0 shutout win over the White Sox. Jose Ramirez with a pair of home runs. The Cardinals, who were on the other end of that deal with the Rangers, shut out the Cubs today on 5 hits. And a 3-0 win. 2-zip victory for the Rockies over the A's as well. 2-2 to Matthew. Punches this one to the right side. Charging in Bermudez. Second baseman fields it. Throw to first in time. Two gone, bottom of the sixth. The night game tonight. Sunday night action in the big leagues will be at Camden Yards. Orioles hosting the Yankees. One of those teams is out in front in the AL East.
Yeah, the one with a payroll of $210 million less than the other.
And one is in last in the AL East.
The one that has a payroll that's $210 million higher than the other.
Jesse Fontebolla up. First pitch taken for a strike. Breaking ball in the inner half. The Ramada out-of-town scoreboard is brought to you by the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, located on South Atherton Street in State College. The Ramada is the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. 0-1 to Jesse, swung on and missed. Fontebolla with a sacrifice fly in the second, popped out in the fifth. 5-4 Spikes here in the bottom of the sixth. Despite being out hit in the game 9-6, but the Spikes have had some big hits in this one. Marcus Page is the biggest of all. Solo homer in the fifth to put the Spikes back in front. Their second lead of the afternoon. 0-2 to Fontebolla. Zalaski delivers. Breaking ball low and away. Ball one.
This time, though, they got a shutdown inning right after the home run by Page to cap the three-run inning.
And that's after Patrick Kadelka got out of a bases-loaded one-out jam in the top of the fifth as well.
Yeah.
Pitch inside for a ball, 2-2. Another two strong innings for Pat.
Pullman's been warming up in the bullpen, by the way. We talked about Pullman and Buckner both available today. They did not pitch yesterday.
2-2, grounder on to third. Backhanded by Sykes, sets, fires across the diamond in time, and the inning is over. Spikes go down in order in the sixth, but maintain a 5-4 lead into the seventh on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
At Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Into the seventh inning. And fans, the Spikes have called for a leap, bringing in a new pitcher for the seventh. You too can call for a leap by contacting Geisinger. For more information, visit Geisinger.org. Patrick Kudelka outstanding in two scoreless innings. The Spikes with a lead, 5-4, and as Ty Pullman enters the game for the Spikes, back in the catbird seat here in the booth, Steve Jones.
All right, thanks, Joe. Eighth appearance for Ty, although he pitched the overtime inning the other night, which didn't count.
Yep.
And the Spikes ended up winning it. And the pitch, it's inside for ball one and 0 the count. Last official timeout. He got a save, his second in the inning. He pitched with a strikeout and a walk. He has three holds and two saves. That's in there for a strike. His job here is to get a hold to then set it up for Ty Buckner. Set by Pullman, delivers. That is line to right center field. That's a base hit. Fontebeau will cut it off in the gap and hold him to a single as Bermudez gets his first hit of the afternoon. He's now 1-for-4. Veloz has homered and been hit by a pitch twice. Middle infield at double play depth. The Spikes have not turned one today. But Page and Leslie have been a very good double play combination.
Absolutely. Spikes have turned 13 of them on the ground in the second half.
18 overall. Pitch. That's in there for a strike. 18, for example, there was a line drive, unassisted double play at Williamsport. That's a double play, but not a ground ball double play.
Yes.
Just to give everybody examples of the difference between the two. I'd say he has 13 and 18. And the 0-1. That is loop foul, first base side. Geisinger Champions Club bounces down below. 0-2, really nice Sunday afternoon crowd here on a beautiful day for baseball. Shadow now starting to creep up right behind our umpire, Ian Pittenger. Sundown today, we're already down to, what, 8:25 in the evening?
Yes.
So already have lost 21 minutes compared to the longest day of the year. Up high. Good job by Marquez to climb the ladder and grab it. Ball and two strikes the count. Say this, the ball was out of his hand, and even our staff could tell it was a ball right away. They had it as a ball before it even got to the glove. 1-2 the count. Ty Pullman throws to first, and he dives back without a tag from Logan Mathieu.
That's what a savvy staff we have, Steve.
Really no surprise whatsoever to this veteran campaigner. Bermudez, by the way, 2-for-3 in stolen bases. Pullman goes set and Ty delivers. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. They finally get Veloz out for the first time today, brought to you by our good friends at Mountain Indy Health. Mountain Indy Health's team of doctors care for women during all stages of life. Visit mountainindy.org for more information. So here's Davis. Singled, stole a base in the second. Fielder's choice in the third. He was hit by a pitch in the fifth. Tough guy to double up. Middle infield double play depth, one out. 5-4, Spikes top of the seventh. Throw to first, dives back in, no tag. Outfield, Contreras deep in left. Harden, couple steps back in center, but Fontebeau is shallow and right against the right-handed hitter. Pullman delivers, squares to bunt, puts it down. Pullman picks it up. He'll throw to first in time. Moving to second on the play was Bermudez. Two outs. So they do get the tying run into scoring position at second, but a good play by Ty Pullman. And that'll be up to Justin Wiley now, who is 0-for-3 in the game. Wiley grounded to second in the second, lined out to Blackford on a fine play in the fourth inning. And struck out swinging in the fifth. He'll bat from the right side. So they have Bermudez, the tying run at second, but with two outs. And that one's foul. No, excuse me, just got away from Marquez. 1-0 the count. For Davis, his second successful sacrifice bunt. He has the only two successful sacrifice bunts for Mahoning Valley this season. 1-0 the count on Wiley, who windmills the bat in the right-handed box. pitch. It's fouled to our right, and it would have gone into what would be the Mahoning Valley booth. Bounces down below. It's 1-1. Contreras, deep and left. Harden normal in center. Fontebois shallow in right against the right-handed hitter. Page, the second baseman, shadowing the pitch outside. 2-1 the count. Page is shadowing Bermudez at second just to keep him in the neighborhood. But let's face it, with two outs, contact, he's moving. 2-1 the count. Pullman at the belt. Tied to the plate. Up high, 3-1. Marines on deck at the top of the order. Pullman, 14.5 strikeouts per nine innings. 3-1 this year with a 1.27 ERA. He goes set. 3-1. Popped up foul, up over our heads to the roof and out of play. And to its credit, it bounced and came back down. Fans got that one. So it's full 3-2 with Bermudez on second and two outs. Wiley windmills the bat in the right-handed box as Ty Pullman goes set, checks second, 3-2. Foul, first base side, clears the roof of the Geisinger Champions Club and out of play. Pitch number 7 in this at-bat coming up. And Buckner is now starting to warm. That's what I thought. Buckner has not pitched the last couple of days. 3-2. Outside and stealing third on the play was Bermudez. First and third with two outs. Let's see if they run Wiley here too. Wiley is 1-for-1 in stolen bases. If you're wondering about Buckner, Buckner has not pitched in 4 days. So that's why they'd like to see him pitch the eighth and ninth. Pullman pitched the overtime inning Friday night, so he'd go one inning. But he's got to get out of this here. The pitch to Marine. In there for a strike. It's 0-1. 89 with that fastball from Pullman. Ty goes set, works from the center of the hill. There goes Wiley. Pitches a ball throw. A fake by Marquez. Steals the bag, second and third with two outs, but an 0-2 count on Marine. Marquez tried to see if he could get Bermudez leaning at third, but to the credit of David, he was alert. 0-2, Pullman now just thinks about the hitter. Here it is. On the ground, up the middle, base hit. This will give Mahoning Valley the lead. Wiley's around third, he will score, cut off by Matthew, and they've come back to take a 6-5 lead as Marine knocks in two with a base hit to center. So the bunt paid off, followed by the steal of third on the 3-2 pitch. You don't expect a guy on second on a 3-2 pitch with nobody behind him to go, but did. So it's 6-5 now. The Spikes are in comeback mode again. And the pitch, Marine goes. Swung on and missed. Throw to second. Goes into center field. Picked up by Harden. He's got to play at third, but he double clutched it, and he's going to be safe. He hadn't double clutched it. He had him. So that will be a stolen base, an E2, and a runner on third with two outs. If he doesn't double clutch him, he has him. Because when he went to throw, he was only about 10, 12 feet off the bag. Outside low, it's 1-1. Spikes will have Marquez, Harden, and Leslie. 8-9-1 due in the bottom of the seventh inning. Down one right now, 6-5. Mahoning Valley's out hit. The Spikes 11-6. Pullman delivers. Popped up foul, first base side. Matthew might have a play near the tarp. Nope, goes two rows back out of play. 1-2 the count. 90-mile-per-hour fastball from Pullman. Not much of a breeze. The flags in left center. The American flag, the Pennsylvania flag, barely moving. 1-2 the count. And hit him. He didn't even move. So King is hit by a pitch. First and third. Let's see if King takes off. King is 4-for-4 in stolen bases. He made no effort to get out of the way of that one. I'm talking no effort. Here's Sykes. McDonald's strikeout guy did strike out in the sixth. He is 2-for-3 with a double, a single, an intentional walk, and that strikeout looking in the sixth inning. First and third, still two outs. The pitch. Hit high in the air, deep to left field. Contreras goes back to the wall, and it is gone. A three-run homer for Mason Sykes, and it's 9-5. Big five-run inning for Mahoning Valley. Sykes with his second home run, now with 20 runs knocked in. .414, .107 off the bat. And that was a hanging curveball that he drilled. And here's Reeves. 1-for-3 with an RBI double scored in the third. Last time up, walked. And the pitch by Pullman. Outside for a ball. 1-0 the count. So it's 9-5 Mahoning Valley. The pitch outside for a ball. Second crooked number of the day they put up. One in the second, three in the third, now five here in the seventh. Spikes with two in the second and three in the fifth. And the pitch. That is to center field. That's going to be caught by Harden, who dives to make the play to end it. Outstanding play by Harden. But they get five runs. They do so on four hits. Nobody left. There was one error at the end of six and a half, seventh inning stretch time, 9-5 Mahoning Valley on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics. America's Carpet Outlet is a full-service flooring dealer offering a comprehensive product lineup including carpet, vinyls, tile, wood, and more. And we provide professional installation on all our products. We are a locally owned, locally operated, locally involved business and are very happy to be a partner with the Spikes since their inception here in State College. Please visit our showroom on North Atherton Street in State College or see us online at acofloors.com. Go Spikes!
Hey, Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can, making sure they're safe and comfortable. But it's just as important that you take some time for yourself. At AARP, we can help with information and useful tips on how you can maintain a healthy life balance, care for your own physical and mental well-being, and manage the challenges of caring for a loved one. Because the better care you take of yourself, the better care you can provide for your loved one.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you. You're there for them. We're here for you. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Batters retired all four. He'll start with Marquez here in the bottom of the seventh with a 9-5 Mahoning Valley lead. Marquez takes a ball. It's 1-0. He's 1-for-2, wrapped into a 3-6-1 double play, singled to center and scored. On the ground between short and third, and will sneak its way into left field for a base hit. Leadoff single for Marquez. Seventh hit of the day for the Spikes. Nothing like being in the ballpark, but if you can't make it to the game, catch the Spikes in action at Medler Field, Lebronto Park, and around the MLB Draft League with the league's official stream powered by Pixelot. Head to MLBDraftLeague.com and register for free to watch every game across the league wherever you are. Peyton Harden, 1-for-2. That's fouled. Third base side bounces down below. Sykes made a great barehanded play on him to retire him in the third. Then he singled to right, stole a base, and scored in the fifth. 9-12-1 Mahoning Valley, 5-7-2 State College. Outside corner for a strike, get his 0-1. Leslie back at the top of the order on deck, and then Page, who is homered. The pitch outside. Ball and two strikes, the count now on Harden. Shallow and left. Normal depth in center and right, although Davis plays a normally deep center field. The pitch. That is looped down the left field line on the run. Can't get there. It'll fall for a hit. Marquez trots in the second. Wiley may have been playing a shallow left field, but Harden picked the spot, and he couldn't get to it. First and second with nobody out, and here's Leslie. 1-for-2. Single to center in the third, a sacrifice fly. To knock in a run in the fifth, his 13th RBI of the year. Zalaski goes set, and the pitch. Inside corner for a strike. Starts him out with a curveball. It's 0-1. Page on deck. Page is the tying run. 0-1. That's a strike. Beautiful pitch by Zalaski that time. Curveball right down the heart. It's 0-2 on Josh. Marquez on second. Harden on first with nobody out. Zalaski checks Marquez at second. Delivers. On the ground, just wide of the bag at third. Still 0-2. Tells you about Harden's speed. He was already between second and third near the shortstop. They sent him back. It's not a stolen base situation, but he's now 10 of 13 in stolen bases with the one this afternoon. 0-2 on Leslie. That's foul. First base side. It'll clear the parking out of play. Still 0-2. With slider that time. Against Leslie, deep in center and in right. Wiley a couple steps back now in left. The pitch. That is the left field and a base hit. Marquez hesitated for a moment. He'll get the third stop there. The bases are loaded, and Marcus Page at the plate as the tying run in the bottom of the seventh inning. The only thing Marquez could do, and he wasn't going to score anyway, but he wanted to make sure it got through, and then he got to third base. So here's Page. 397-foot home run his last time up, and Dimitri Young out of the dugout. And he's going to make the move. I think it might be Danny Kerwin coming in, number 41. So Zalaski, who had retired all four batters, gives up three consecutive hits to start the seventh. Okay. And it looks like it's going to be Jake Dahl out of Utah Tech. The 24-year-old right-hander, 6'5", 235 pounds. Yep, it'll be Jake Dahl. So Zalaski will go an inning and a third, give up three hits. He retired the first four hitters he faced, got the last out of the fifth inning, then a 1-2-3-6 this inning. Marquez singled to left. Harden dumped a single into left. Leslie singled to left. So here's Dahl making his seventh appearance with the Scrappers. He's 0-1 with a 5.06 ERA. 5 1/3, 12 hits, 7 runs, 3 of them earned. He has struck out 3, he has walked 4, but one of them intentionally. And opposing hitters batting .444 against him. He inherits bases loaded and nobody out. And he'll inherit the big bat of Marcus Paige at the plate, who hit his second home run of the year. Now with 2 home runs, 13 knocked in. And for Paige, another big moment here. Marquez on third, Harden on second, Leslie on first. So no matter what, the two guys that you want on the tail end of this are the two guys with all the speed, Harden and Leslie. It doesn't matter about Marquez in terms of the speed part of it. He's the guy that's 90 feet away. And here's Paige. Middle infield is at double play depth. They're up at the corners. Dahl goes set, his first pitch. Outside corner for a strike, starts him with a fastball at 92. It's 0-1. The outfield is straight away and deep all the way around. Paige now waits in the right-handed box. 0-1. Down low, 1-1. Other part two is Marcus has walked 10 times this year. He is in the top 10 in walks drawn in the league. We make that note because the bases are loaded. 1-1 the count on Marcus. Dahl delivers. Breaking ball inside. It's 2-1 with Contreras on deck. 2-1 on Marcus Paige. Bases loaded, nobody out. The pitch by Dahl. Foul straight back below the booth. It's 2-2. 9-5, Mahoning Valley. They've now out hit the Spikes 12-9. But the Spikes have loaded the bases here in the bottom of the seventh inning with nobody out. Paige holds that bat straight out now, brings it back, and he's ready. Dahl at the belt. 2-2. That is in the center field. It's going to fall for a base hit. Marquez will score. Holding at third will be Harden. It's 9-6. For Paige, his second RBI of the day. 4 straight hits for the Spikes. And here comes Contreras to the plate, who's 0-for-2 with a walk. Came into the day as the league's leading hitter at .385. Bounced back to the pitcher in the first. Fouled out to Sykes at third in the third, but walked in the fifth. And here's another guy. That walk in the fifth was his 11th. And again, the bases are still loaded. 9-6. Low and inside for a ball. 1-0 the count. Flag barely moving to left center. Wiley shallows in left, but deep by Davis. And Reeves in right. 1-0. Outside 2-0 to Carlos. Of course, Davis is in center. Reeves is in right, and they're both deep. Middle infield still at double play depth. They are up at the corners. Harden's on third. Leslie on second. Paige on first. Nobody out. The pitch. Inside corner for a strike. He moved back, but that was a good call by Ian Pittenger. It's 2-1. Dropped in a curveball that time. 2-1 the count of Contreras. Slight open stance left-handed box. Dahl's 2-1. That is foul, third base side, clears the roof of the Geisinger Champions Club out of play. It's even at 2-2. Contreras has driven in 14 this year, which is good for second in the league. He's got the bases loaded here and nobody out. Contreras waits. It's 9-6. Time called. It was called by Carlos Contreras. Braden Blackford's on deck. Harden on third. Leslie on second, Page on first. Nobody out. The pitch. It's rolled foul, first base side to the Spikes dugout. Skips off the top railing and into the seats. Still 2-2. Plenty of speed on third and Harden. Plenty of speed on second and Leslie. And good speed on first and Page. Nobody out, one run in, bottom of the seventh, 9-6 Mahoning Valley, 2-2 on Contreras. Dahl at the belt to the plate, and that's fouled by Contreras. He spoiled a good pitch there, a 92-mile-per-hour fastball. Got a piece of it, 2-2 the count. Contreras out of the box for a moment. He'll now get back in, tap the plate, reset, windmill the bat once, levels the bat once. Dahl goes set with a 2-2 count. Bases loaded, nobody out, and the pitch. And he slapped that one foul past third base coach Tim Battle, still 2-2. He'll pop out of the Mahoning Valley bullpen to pick that up. Contreras represents the lead run in this game. Page at first represents the tying run. Middle infield back. Corners have now also gone back. 2-2 the count. The pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. Got it. It's a big strikeout for Dahl there. Change up that time to get him. Dahl's first strikeout, and here is Blackford, who's 0 for 2. Walked and scored in the second, flew to center in the fourth, grounded out to first in the fifth. Blackford has driven in 13 this season. Four home runs. Came in hitting 324, that open stance, left-handed box. And the pitch. That's popped up, foul, third base side. Sykes near the railing, makes the catch. A strikeout and a foul out. Now it's up to DeRiggi. Well, you'd love to get a, would have loved to have at least had a minimum of a sacrifice fly with those two guys. Ended up getting nothing. So here's DeRiggi, who has an RBI double back in the second. He's 1 for 3. But that right field grandstand, so inviting for a guy that has found it. He knocked one off the pole here in right on Wednesday. Two outs, bases loaded. Dahl delivers. Swing and a miss. Change up that time. It's 0-1. 9-6 Mahoning Valley. Spikes with the bases loaded with two outs now. They have one run in the inning. The base hit by Page to knock in Marquez. 0-1. That is on the ground. Base hit. Center field. Harden scores. Leslie around third. He'll score. It's a 9-8 game. The Spikes draw to within one. Page stops at second. Three RBIs on the day now for Brendan DeRiggi. And here's Logan Matthews, 1 for 3. Matthew has driven in 11 this season. DeRiggi now with 14 runs knocked in to tie for the club lead. Against Matthew, they are very deep all the way around. Page on second, enough speed to get home. The pitch to Matthew. Inside and low. Good job by Veloz behind the plate to block it. 1-0 the count. Plus, let's face it, with two outs, Page is going on contact. He'll gain a couple of extra steps just on the contact. 9-8. After a five spot by Mahoning Valley in the top of the inning, the Spikes have responded with three in the bottom. 1-0. Inside, 2-0 to Logan Matthew. Matthew backs out of the box for a moment. No signs from Tim Battle. It's not complicated here. Just drive it someplace. Tie the game up. Set by Dahl. 2-0. In tight, 3-0 as Matthew spun away from that one in the left-handed box. So let's see if, what you have here. Green light or take. Right-handed action continues in the Mahoning Valley bullpen. Ty Buckner is ready in the Spikes bullpen. It's now a 9-8 game. Mahoning Valley leads it here in the bottom of the seventh. Dahl goes set with a 3-0 count. and delivers. Roll on the ground, foul, green light. Fouled it to the tarp first base side. It's 3-1. Jesus Azuaje will go down and pick up the ball from the first base coaching box. Three and one the count. Matthew trying to tie the game here in the bottom of the seventh. The pitch hit high in the air down the line to right, but it's going to hook foul. He got a hold of that one, and he drove it over Bergatopia. Exit velocity on that one was 101. But it's a 3-2 count. And that was not a hanging curveball. That was a fastball he turned on that time at 91. 3-2, the runners will move on this pitch. Set. There go the runners. Inside, ball four, ball got away, but Page will hold at third. And DeRicchi pulls into second. So the ninth hitter of the inning is Jesse Fontebola. Danny Kerwin is warming in the pen. Bases loaded, two outs. Craig Antush, the pitching coach, will come out. There will be no move. Craig is not going to make the move. Dimitri Young will make the move. So the Spikes have put three on the board here in the bottom of the seventh. And have the bases loaded in front to Bo at the plate. Jesse today is 0-2. A sacrifice fly to knock in a run in the second. Popped out to Young at first in the fifth. Grounded out to Sykes at third in the sixth. He has driven in three runs this season. Has three doubles. Jesse was 1-for-3 in yesterday's game, so he's 1-for-5 in the series with an RBI. I should point out he has four RBIs on the season, not three, because he has the sac fly today. So here we go. Bases loaded, two outs, 9-8 Mahoning Valley. Spikes already with three on the board this inning. Chance to take the lead here. The pitch in there for strike. Good pitch by Dahl. 0-1 the count. Ninth hitter of the inning for the Spikes. Shadow is out in front of home plate. About a third of the way between the plate and the mound. 0-1 the count. And the pitch. On the ground, up the middle, picked up by Marine, who steps on the bag at second to end the inning. The Spikes get three and leave the bases loaded. At the end of seven full, 9-8 Mahoning Valley on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Ready to swing for the fences? As a big supporter of the State College Spikes, Geisinger believes in big league dreams. And whether yours includes playing in the pros, riding your bike, or just getting back on your feet, our doctors and healthcare professionals throughout central Pennsylvania are here for you every step of the way. Learn how we're rethinking healthcare and helping our communities live life to the fullest at geisinger.org.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
The Spikes start off August with a hot trio of 6:35 p.m. games against the Trenton Thunder. It starts with Walking Taco Tuesday on the 1st, then Tales from the Ticket Office fill the air on a Wine Wednesday, August 2nd. Thursday the 3rd, fireworks light up the skies after the game on Hospitality Appreciation Night, presented by the Happy Valley Adventure Bureau. And you can be part of the first ever beer run, and it's Belfont Community Night. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Fans, the Spikes have called for relief as they bring in a new pitcher for the eighth inning, and you too could call for relief by contacting Geisinger. For more information, visit Geisinger.org. Ty Pullman went one inning and now gives way to Ty Buckner. Buckner The 24-year-old out of Gonzaga and St. Louis, Missouri, making his 17th appearance with the Spikes, 3-2 record with a 2.37 ERA. He has 5 saves. This is not a save situation, obviously, down 9-8. He has struck out 32 and walked only 4. An 8-1 strikeout-to-walk ratio. The other key for him is he has not pitched in 4 days, which is another important factor in all of this. He has not pitched since Wednesday. So that's why the door is open for him to pitch the final 2 innings. So here he is, Young, the first baseman to step in here. He'll be followed by Bermudez and Veloz. Young is 1-for-4 with an RBI double. And that was back in the 3rd inning. 9-8 our score in a game that's featured 23 hits. And tight for a ball, 1-0 the count. 9 runs, a dozen hits, an error for Mahoning Valley. 8 runs, 11 hits, 2 errors for the Spikes. Buckner goes set and Ty delivers. In tight, it's 2-0. Buckner is the 4th pitcher of the afternoon. And unless it goes overtime, he'll be the last one for the Spikes. There's a strike outside corner, 2-1. I'm sure that the idea is he gets the 8th and the 9th. Again, he hasn't pitched since Wednesday. 2-1. Ooh, low and outside. That was close. Probably a little bit too low. 3-1 the count. Again, this guy's only walked 4 guys. Now, against Williamsport on Wednesday afternoon, he did give up a walk. Did not strike out a batter. And checked it. That's a strike, full 3-2. In 20 innings, he's given up just 13 hits. He's also given up just 6 earned runs. Buckner goes set, 3-2. In tight, ball 4. Leadoff man aboard. Here in the 8th inning, and here's Bermudez, who's 1-for-4. Singled, stole a base, and scored in the 7th. And that stolen base was of 3rd. He's also struck out twice and flown to right. Middle infield at double play depth. The Spikes have not turned one this afternoon. Matthew at first, Page at second, Leslie at short. And Blackford at 3rd. Buckner goes set and delivers. Outside corner for a strike, a dart at 91. Contreras deep in left. Harden deep in center. Fontebeau a little shallower in right. Marquez behind the plate rounds out the field. 0-1 the count. Buckner delivers. Curveball on the ground to 3rd. Blackford behind the bag, 1. Page on to 1st. Stretch by Matthew, not in time. They'll get 1 out of it. On the fielder's choice by Bermudez. 1 out. Here's Veloz. 1-for-2. Solo homer to left in the 2nd. Into the Pepsi Picnic Pavilion. Hit by a pitch in the 3rd. Hit by a pitch in the 5th. Struck out swinging in the 7th. Pinch runner will come in the game for Mahoning Valley as Brad Burkell will come in. Or excuse me, Burkle, excuse me. Burkle played in last night's game, but he'll pinch run for Bermudez. A little more speed out there. 2-for-2 in stolen bases. Last time up with 1 out, they bunted. Throw to 1st, and he dives back in there. He'll take over at 2nd base for Bermudez in the bottom of the 8th inning. Middle infield double play depth, throw to 1st again, dives back in. Burkle out of McNeese State. Out to his lead at 1st. The pitch, Outside for a ball. One ball and no strikes the count. Buckner, the fourth pitcher of the afternoon for the Spikes. Right-hander works from the first base side, not over-exaggerated, but to the first base side. And delivers. Curveball for a strike. That was a beauty. Great pitch by Ty. 1-1 the count. Buckner throws the four-seam fastball. Sinker. Slider. Change. Just mixed in that curveball right there. It's 1-1. Set. And the pitch. On the ground to third. Blackford, page one, on to first, double play, 5-4-3 around the horn to end the eighth inning. Spikes turn their 14th ground ball double play of the season, 19th overall, and go to the bottom of the eighth, down one. 9-8 Mahoning Valley on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider, Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions. Division I Power 5 Conference, elite level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league, we take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
The Spikes start off August with a hot trio of 6:35 p.m. games against the Trenton Thunder. It starts with Walking Taco Tuesday on the 1st, then Tales from the Ticket Office fill the air on a wine Wednesday, August 2nd. Thursday the 3rd, fireworks light up the skies after the game on Hospitality Appreciation Night, presented by the Happy Valley Adventure Bureau. And you can be part of the first ever beer run, and it's Belfont Community Night. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
You know, I grew up hearing that women are bad with money. But like many of you, I spent years paying bills, managing checking accounts, and taking care of my family. So, turns out, women are pretty good with money after all. And now, I'm taking control of my financial future by saving for retirement. It's never too late to start, and there's a great website to help you. Check out WeSaySaveIt.org and jumpstart your retirement savings on your budget and your timeline. That's WeSaySaveIt.org, brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
So we go to the bottom of the eighth inning, 9-8 Mahoning Valley, and after Jake Dahl win his one inning of work, giving up two hits, no runs, walked one, struck out one, he is replaced by Danny Kerwin, who's making his fourth appearance, all out of the pen. 1-0. In each appearance, he has gone one inning. So he's gone three innings total so far, given up just one hit. But he has struck out three and walked three. So Kerwin takes over. 6'2", 200-pound right-hander out of Ryder and Lansdale, Pennsylvania. 23 years of age, won't turn 24 until November 12th. And Marquez, Harden, and Leslie, 8-9-1 for the Spikes here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Checked it, didn't go. They appealed, nope, didn't go. Marquez is 2-for-3, wrapped into a 3-6-1 double play in the second. Single to center, scored in the fifth. Single to left hand, scored in the seventh. 1-0. Hit in the air, high left field. Wiley coming on and makes the catch, sliding to the ground. One out. Good play by Wiley. He tracked that one well that time. In a series where he has tracked nothing well, he did that time. Sorry, Justin. I've just been an observer. You've made some really funky plays out there in 2 days. That one was not. That was really nice. Here's Harden, 2-for-3 as well. In fact, the only time he's been retired was a great play by Sykes, and it was a great play. Down low for a ball, 1-0 the count. He hit a Baltimore chop to the left side, and Sykes barehanded it and threw him out by a step. It was a terrific play. Single to right, stole a base, scored in the fifth. Single to left, and scored in the seventh. Kerwin goes set and delivers. Inside 2-0. Kerwin may be a right-hander, but he likes to favor more the third base side of the mound. 2-0 the count. They change baseballs. Leslie on deck. Who's had another two-hit day. 2-0. Outside 3-0. Yeah, Leslie's on deck. He has 5 hits in the series. 3-0 the count. Kerwin to the plate. Taking all the way. It's a strike on the outer edge. It's 3-1. Went fastball at 91. Harden back into that left-handed box. 3-1 the count. And the pitch. It's on the ground. A second. To his left, Burkle throws him out. Two outs. Hurts there. He had a guy with speed with a 3-0 count. Couldn't get him aboard. Leslie is 2-for-3. Grounded to short in the first, single to center in the third. Sacrifice fly to knock in a run in the fifth. Single to left and scored in the seventh. 2-for-3 today. And 5-for-8 in the series. Or check it, 5-for-7 in the series. Outside for a ball. 5-for-7 in the series. Takes a ball, 1 ball, no strikes. Leslie's now hitting 363. Kerwin delivers. Popped up in the infield. Young, foul territory. Velo's the catcher. They juggle it between the two of them, and Young caught it on the ground. But Ian Pittenger says no. Worthington says he caught it. Pittenger says he didn't. Now, Velo's dropped it. Young says he caught it laying on the ground. So who wins here? Now they're going to have all three talk about it. It was fouled about halfway between the plate and first base on the grass. Velo's came over. I thought for sure they'd let Young, the first baseman, take it, but Velo's decided to take it. It bounced off his glove. And they say that Young, to his credit, caught it. And the inning is over. 1-2-3 go the spikes in the eighth inning. And at the end of 8-full, 9-8 Mahoning Valley on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Hit a home run at your summer events by stopping at Nittany Beverage. The staff at Nittany Beverage will help you get your cooler filled with all the beverages you'll need this summer. From Miller Lite, Coors Light, and Pabst Blue Ribbon, to a wide selection of craft brews and imports, including Reds, Sam Adams, Yards, Blue Moon, and Line & Kugel's Summer Shandy. Plus, with Nittany Beverage's convenient drive-up service, you can get everything you need paid for, all without leaving your car. So hit a home run this summer with one stop at Nittany Beverage, 139 North Patterson Street in State College, or on the web at nittanybeverage.com.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
The Spikes start off August with a hot trio of 6:35 p.m. games against the Trenton Thunder. It starts with Walking Taco Tuesday on the 1st, then Tales from the Ticket Office fill the air on a Wine Wednesday, August 2nd. Thursday the 3rd, fireworks light up the skies after the game on Hospitality Appreciation Night, presented by the Happy Valley Adventure Bureau. And you can be part of the first ever beer run, and it's Belfont Community Night. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
So we go to the ninth inning. I'll say this, Young, to his credit, made it. Well, I thought he did catch it, right? But, of course, his body was between me and the ball. Ian Pittenger said nope right away. Bill Worthington then came in. It's not his call. It's between home and first. It's not his call. Did they get it right? Don't know. But I can tell you whose call it wasn't. Some people have had a rough day. 9-8. And this will bring Davis to the plate. 1-for-2, hit by a pitch, and also dropped down a bunt up high for a ball. Sacrifice bunt, his second of the year. He's the only one that has one for Mahoning Valley. He did single the center in the second, fielder's choice in the third. Pitch. Type for a ball, 1-0 the count. And they very well may have gotten the call right. Here's the set by Buckner. And the 2-0. Outside for a ball, 3-0. Buckner with 91. Off day tomorrow, and then Trenton's here Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. All 6:35 games. Jeff Manto brings his team to town. 3-0. Outside ball 4. Walked him on 4 pitches. Dangerous guy to walk. He has 8 stolen bases in 9 attempts. And let's see how long they decide to keep him there. Justin Wiley. The left fielder, 1-for-4. Bounces second in the second. Lined out to Blackford at third in the fourth on a fine play by Blackford going to his left. Struck out swinging in the fifth. Singled, stole a base, and scored in the 5-run seventh. 9-8 Mahoning Valley, top of the ninth, throw to first, and back save. Here's the set by Buckner up on the grass at third as Blackford creeping up. Squares the bunt, puts on the bunt, first base side, rolling to the line, and foul. Notice, David, who had to make that call. It was the home plate umpire. It's between home and first. Yeah. 0-1 the count. Demetri Young wants to get that insurance run to second if he can with nobody out. Wiley in the right-handed box, windmills the bat. Blackford creeping up at third. Wiley made the right play. He bunted it down first base, gave him the best shot. Squares the bunt. Now throw to first. Matthew sweeps, and he gets back to the bag standing. Counts 1-1. Nobody out here in the top of the ninth. 9-8 Mahoning Valley. They have a dozen hits. The Spikes have 11. 1-1. Squares the bunt. There's a strike. Good pitch by Buckner. 90-mile-per-hour fastball. Now it's 1-2, and in all likelihood, they'll take the bunt off. And with that, Blackford will back up at third. Middle infield will be at double play depth. Let's see now if they run Davis here. He's 8-for-9 in stolen bases, including one today. There he goes. That's line to right field. That's a base hit. Davis is going to go on his way to third. They're going to have plenty of speed on the bases. First and third and nobody out. Second hit of the day for Wiley and his third hit in the series. And so now let's get to the next part. Now do you run Wiley here? Which I think they will. Marine's at the plate where he is 2-for-5. He has a triple in the third, scored. Single to center, stole a base, and scored in the seventh. So it's a flown to center, bounced to short, and popped out to first. I think Wiley's running here. And I think he's going to run right away. There, nope, he bluffed it. Outside corner for strike. Good breaking ball by Buckner. 0-1 the count. Strikeout or a pop-up would help right here. Double play produces a run. 0-1 the count. And the pitch. Foul straight back to the screen. It's 0-2. So far, Wiley has stayed put at first. If you're wondering, Wiley is 1-for-1 in stolen bases. Davis walks out to his lead at third with nobody out. Buckner goes set at the letters to the plate. Call strike three. Got him. He needed that one. Strikeout brought to you by good friends at Mountain Indy Health. Mountain Indy Health Orthopedics, ready to keep you in the game by providing exceptional care to our community. Meet our great team today at mountainindy.org/orthopedics. First strikeout for Ty Buckner, and here is King. King's had a big day today with a couple of hits. Now the middle infield at double play depth. Now a double play gets you out of it. Buckner to the plate. There goes Wiley. Checked it. That's a strike, and Wiley steals second. So it takes the conventional double play off the board. Wiley with his second stolen base of the day. Now 3 of 3 in stolen bases on the season. And the infield will be up with an 0-1 count and one out on King. King has a double, an RBI single. He also was hit by a pitch and scored a run. Buckner stares in. His full body still in sunshine as the shade has now moved across the mound. The pitch bounced in. Mark has great job to block it. Saved a run. 1-1 the count. 9-8 Mahoning Valley. One out, top of the ninth inning. Runners on second and third. King came into the day, seventh in the league in hitting. Now as that average up to 358, takes a strike, gets 1-2. 92-mile-per-hour fastball from Buckner that time. Outfield, except Contreras maybe a little deeper in left. They're shallow with Harden in center and Fontebeau in right infield on the grass. 1-2 the count. Buckner goes set and delivers. On the ground to third, Blackford holds the runner, throws to first in time, two outs. Dave Tremblay preaches fundamentals all the time. That was fundamentally perfect that time. As he looked back, Davis, and then threw him out at first. Two outs, infield can back up. Outfield will back up as well because Sykes is at the plate. Sykes is 3 for 4 in the game. Doubled the left in the first. Single to center, scored in the third. Intentionally walked in the fourth. And will be intentionally walked here. After he hit a 3-run homer into the Pepsi Picnic Pavilion that went 414 feet in the seventh inning. Second intentional walk he has received today. And now it's T.J. Reeves with the bases loaded. Reeves is 1 for 4. Struck out swinging in the first. Doubled, knocked in a run. Scored a run in the third. Fielder's choice in the fourth. Walked in the sixth. And flew out the center. And a fine play by Harden on a diving catch to win the inning in the seventh. Low and outside for a ball. 1-0 the count. Still 9-8 Mahoning Valley. Now two outs. Bases loaded. Top of the ninth inning. Spikes will have DuPage, Contreras, and Blackford in their half of the ninth. Buckner, high set at the letters. Outside and low, it's 2-0. Reeves in that right-handed box now knows that Buckner is going to have to come in with something. Buckner with that glove resting against the left side of his chest. Set at the letters. 2-0. Outside corner, first strike, it's 2-1. 91 with that fastball. Top of the ninth inning, 9-8 Mahoning Valley. Mahoning Valley with the bases loaded and two outs. And time called. 9 runs, 13 hits, an error Mahoning Valley. 8 runs, 11 hits, 2 errors, State College. Reeves windmills the bat once in the right-handed box. He's ready. Buckner goes set. He's ready at the letters. Here it is. Way outside. Great job by Marquez. Saved a run. Dove out the backhand that one. It's 3-1. Now Reeves knows Buckner has no other option. He must come in with a pitch. Outfield straight away, normal depth all the way around. Infield back. Bases loaded. Two outs, a 3-1 count. Buckner set at the letters. Tie to the plate. Hit in the air, foul, first base side. It'll make the seats and out of play, and we're full 3-2, and all three runners will take off on the pitch. So full 3-2. Buckner stares in. Reeves ready. Buckner gets what he wants. Goes set at the letters. 3-2. Ball four, walked him, run scores. Davis comes in from third. Wiley goes to third. Sykes to second. Now it's 10-8. And that'll bring to the plate Owen Young. Young has an RBI double today. He's 1-for-4. Outside for a ball. He also reached on an error that didn't mean anything in the game, but it was the kind of call where you just sat back and go, no. But it didn't matter in the game, except it made Kadelka throw extra pitches he didn't need to. 10-8 now. Marquez has talked to Buckner. That's the fifth mound visit for the Spikes this afternoon. 1-0 the count. Still bases loaded. Two outs. One run in. That's a big run, too. Set by Buckner. Tied to the plate. Low and outside. It's 2-0. He stares down at the slab, resets. Now stares into Marquez behind the plate. Outfield straightaway, normal depth. The pitch. Swing and a foul tip into the mitt. It's 2-1. Spikes will have Paige, Contreras, and Blackford due in the bottom of the ninth inning, followed by DeRigge and Matthew. 2, 3, and 4 to get things rolling in the bottom of the ninth, but they're down 2 now. 2-1. Down the right field line, slicing foul, Spikes bullpen out of play. In fact, that made the Rail Kings area. It's 2-2. Two balls and two strikes the count. Off day tomorrow. Then 6:35, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Trenton here in town. Or as they say in Yardley, Trenton. 2-2. Outside, just missed 3-2 again. Walking Taco Tuesday, Wine Wednesday, Dollar Beer Thursday, Belfont Community Night, fireworks from the field. 3-2, runners will move on the pitch. The set, there they go, 3-2 to right field. Fontebolla goes back in front of the track, reels it in, and ends the inning. But they get a run. They do so on one hit and leave the bases loaded. And at the end of 8.5, 10-8, Mahoning Valley on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Ready to take your driving experience to the next level? Look no further than Toyota, the pioneers of automotive technology. With Toyota cars, trucks, and SUVs, you'll discover a world of cutting-edge innovation at your fingertips. Like advanced driver assist features, seamless connectivity, and unparalleled safety systems. Go to buyatoyota.com for special offers, then visit your local Toyota dealership. Offers end August 1st. Toyota, let's go places.
As a big supporter of the State College Spikes, Geisinger will help you swing for the fences, too. Whether you want to hit home runs, hike through the hills, or just feel healthier. As one of America's top healthcare innovators, our doctors and healthcare professionals are leading the way to solving Pennsylvania's biggest challenges and helping all of us live life to the fullest. Families have depended on us for generations, and we've been part of the community for decades. We understand that life sometimes throws unexpected curveballs. That's why everything we do is designed to provide you with exceptional, innovative care. People come to Geisinger from all over the nation, even the world, and you can take advantage of our world-class services right here in your backyard. Learn how we're rethinking healthcare and helping Pennsylvania thrive at Geisinger.org.
Bottom out of the ninth inning. Spikes need to find two. Down 10-8. And they will send Page, Contreras, and Blackford to the plate, 2, 3, and 4, here in the bottom of the ninth inning. Michael Spinazzi will take over. He will pitch. We mentioned Kerwin's a one-inning pitcher. Well, that's been his story. He went one inning today. And Kerwin did not give up anything in his inning, 1-2-3 inning. And taking over will be Spinazzi. Spinazzi, fourth appearance, hasn't given up a run. 4 innings, 4 hits, no runs, struck out 4, walked 1. Standard. And has one save. And this is a save opportunity right here. Page has homered in this one. He's also knocked in a run with a single. He is 2 for 4. That's a strike right down the heart. Just wanted to see one. Spinazzi out of South Lake, Texas. 25 years of age. 6-foot, 185-pound right-hander. Winds and delivers. It's on the ground. Left side. Cut off by Sykes. Good play. Mason throws. In time. Dug out by Young. One out. So here's Carlos Contreras. 0-for-3 at the plate. Here's a guy that's been over 400. But he is now 0-for-his-last-7 at the plate. Bounce back to the pitcher. Fouled out to third. Walked and struck out swinging. And the windup and the delivery. Swing and a miss. Breaking ball down in the zone. 0-1 the count. He went slider that time. The pitch on the ground to the third, but wide of the bag, backhanded by Sykes. Of course, that's the one he didn't feel. It's a foul ball. He's in the hole 0-2. Sykes has had a terrific series and has been great in the field as well. He's made some terrific plays. Spinazzi, big right-hander, works from the first base side, puts the glove over his head, delivers. That is loop behind shorts, and Sykes steps in front of the shortstop, Marine, to make the catch. Two outs. Braden Blackford's the last hope. 0-for-3 with a walk and a run scored. Two outs, base is empty. And Blackford waits the pitch. Rolled foul, first base side. Hits the camera well and bounces out. And Jesus is why we'll have to go down and get it from the first base coaching box. It's 0-1. 0-1 the count and the pitch. That is lined to center field, a base hit. And that'll bring the tying run to the plate and Brennan Dorigi. So Blackford singles the center and Brennan Dorigi comes to the plate. So Dorigi is 2-for-4. He is driven in 3. He has a double and a single. And again, he homered here on Wednesday off the pole and right. He's the tying run. The pitch. Dorigi takes a strike. Slider that time. It's 0-1. Flag not moving at all in left center field. You have to supply your own power. They're deep all the way around. No doubles defense. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Bottom fell out of that one. It's 0-2. So Dorigi will adjust the batting gloves and get back into the box against Spinazzi. Taps the plate. Back in that left-handed box, Blackford on first, short lead, 0-2. rolled on the ground, picked up at second, throws to first in time, and Mahoning Valley sweeps the abbreviated two-game weekend series, winning today here 10-8. Postgame in a moment on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider at Penn State Athletics. Stop by P.J. Harrigan's Bar and Grill before or after the game, located on South Atherton Street inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. We are fun, friendly, affordable, and feature the best happy hour in town. From 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., get 50% off all drinks Tuesday and Thursday, and spin the wheel for discounts on Wednesday and Friday. P.J. Harrigan's is open Tuesday to Saturday from 4 p.m. to close. Dine-in or takeout is available with daily specials like prime rib on Friday and Saturdays. Close Sunday and Monday. Hit a grand slam with the best happy hour in town at P.J. Harrigan's inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. Call us at 814-235-1303 or visit us at pjharrigans.com for more details.
At Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566. To make an appointment.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam! Ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
The Spikes start off August with a hot trio of 6:35 p.m. games against the Trenton Thunder. It starts with Walking Taco Tuesday on the 1st, then Tales from the Ticket Office fill the air on a Wine Wednesday, August 2nd. Thursday the 3rd, fireworks light up the skies after the game on Hospitality Appreciation Night, presented by the Happy Valley Adventure Bureau. And you can be part of the first ever beer run, and it's Belfont Community Night. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
So Mahoning Valley puts up a boatload of runs in this series. They score 19 runs, and they win today 10-8 to close the series out. 10 runs, 13 hits, an error, left 13. State College, 8 runs, a dozen hits, 2 errors, left 6. Jack Zalaski gets the win in relief. He's 1-0. Michael Spinazzi gets the save. His second, the loss goes to Ty Pullman, who falls to 1-1. Time of the game, 3 hours and 7 minutes before 2,619. The Spikes now at 69,718 drawn. They will go over the 70,000 mark with a good shot, I think, of going over 80,000 in attendance with the three games coming up with Trenton starting on Tuesday. It is an off day tomorrow. Then Tuesday night will be Walking Taco Tuesday at 6:35. Wine Wednesday and Tales from the Ticket Office on Wednesday as well. And then Dollar Beer Thursday, which will also be Belfont Community Night and fireworks that you can watch from the field Thursday as well. All three games are 6:35. Tickets available at 814-272-1711. Buy, print, download statecollegespikes.com. Or you can go to the box office. You can walk up as well, but it's always great to get the tickets in advance. You just have to walk up and just walk right in. As soon as you show your ticket, you're all set. Final here, 10-8. Mahoning Valley wins it. We'll talk to you Tuesday night here at the ballpark on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.